and I gotta pay my bill.
You are really Santa, right?
No, I'm an accountant. I wear this thing as a fashion statement, all right?
Okay.
No singing in the North Pole.
Yes, there is!
No, it's not.
We sing all the time.
No, it's not.
Especially when we make toys.
And I, Joseph, shall swaddle this baby.
Let us in. It's cold outside, and I can't wear mittens because they're unflattering to my hands.
Are you saying there's something wrong with my gear?
You filthy animal.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
This is a full-blown four-alarm holiday emergency here. We're going to press on, and we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap danced with Danny fucking K. And when Santa squeezes his fat white ass down that chimney tonight, he's going to find the jolliest bunch of assholes this side of the nut house.
Well, happy birthday, Jesus. Sorry your party's so lame.
Try, please.
You know Dasher and Dancer, Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donder and Blitzen. But do you recall,
what's that?
The most famous reindeer of all. Come on!
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
Gravy Gang! What is going on, guys? It is the 10th annual Pass the Gravy Christmas Spooktacular live at Southern Star Brewing Company. And I feel old that it's been 10 years that we've done this show.
We are old as shit.
It is cool though that people still show up to it.
Yeah, I don't know why.
We used to have nobody show up to it, so like this is
that made way more sense.
Yeah, it made more sense. But you know what? I'm glad people kind of came around and maybe they like us a little bit. It's gonna be a fun show. We got the 2023 Gravies Awards. Shout out to we got Tootsie's Tacos over there. Shout out to them, and then we got Tex Pina out there too today. And then shout out to Southern Star Brewing Company for having us out for yet another year. I think this is our sixth year out here with you guys. I don't know. It feels like we've been here for a million years. Four, six, whatever. They're all the same. Numbers don't really matter.
Nah.
Numbers don't really matter. You know what? This is an awards show. What if we just kicked it off with an award?
This is the Gravies Awards.
Why not? Let's just do it. Let's jump right into it. We do have music for that. Very fancy. Very fancy. Pat, why don't you do it?
Ooh.
Why don't you do it?
I'm much better when you write it down for me. I don't have to do it on my own.
I did all of the work for Pat. Literally all of the work.
All right. Gravy Award Rookie of the Year.
And this is a heated one. You have to read the nominees on the back. Nominees are on the back.
On the back right here. Okay.
And then you open it in the winner.
Nominees, Angelica Hells Hughes and Quentin Hughes, House Divided.
Husband and wife.
I'm sure this won't cause a fight later.
Who's he going to be?
And the winner is.
Who's he going to be?
It is Quentin Hughes.
Quentin Hughes is rookie.
Rookie of the year.
2023 Rookie of the Year. You did it, Quentin. Come on down, bud. Come on down.
This is Quentin's first nomination.
I think he's won. Did you win one last year?
Oh, no. First nomination for Rookie of the Year.
First Rookie of the Year. Well, yeah.
God,
you only get one.
Fucking keep up,
Alex. You're only a rookie once. Quentin, would you like to give a speech, please? You have to give a speech. If you win, you have to give a speech. It's required.
Oh, man. How about Tommy DeVito, though?
Tommy DeVito!
That's a good rookie.
Fucking me. Beat my package.
Right on.
I would just say... the real rookie of the year, maybe it could be my wife too. You know,
smart. That's a smart play.
Is it gonna cause a fight on the way home?
No. Every time I come up with something random or goofy, she's always like, "Hey, you should probably tweet that at the podcast." So I was like, "Yeah."
God damn it, I need a wife so bad.
Yeah, you do.
But yeah, this one's for Tommy DeVito.
That one's for DeVito. Congratulations, you're 2023 Rookie of the Year, Quentin Hughes, everybody. Quinn Hughes.
I love that everyone's always so unprepared for their speech. It's like me doing an ad read. It sneaks up on you every time.
It is. You did do that ad read. I had to like, you know what? I'll take over from here, pal. we had never started the show with just an award. I felt like
it's the
10th one. Let's get a little crazy with it. But let's hop right into our first segment we always do every week. It's the pre-cum segment, the pre-comeback kid segment. It's not dirty. Don't get it twisted, guys. But my thing I wrote down was that I saw a fruitcake at the store the other day, and I was like, I should just buy a fruitcake because it's Christmas time, and it'd be a funny bit. And it's $29 for a fruitcake, and I don't think there should ever be any fruitcake under any circumstance that is $29.
Especially not for a food that's just universally not liked.
Yeah, like nobody likes you. Why are you $29?
I mean, like, they're not bad, but it's just like there's 57 other different kinds of cake that are way better than that. Why would you get
hundreds
that?
Of thousands of different kinds
or
of
just
cakes.
Get a pie. Like, if you want fruit in it, get a pie.
Yeah, I don't understand. But it was like, oh, it's Christmas. Christmas fruitcake. And I was like, it doesn't look Christmassy. It just looks like it's got nuts and stuff on it.
Well, what you do is you wait 2 weeks until Christmas is over, and then you buy it, and you just save it and use
for
it
next
year because it never goes bad.
I could buy 10, actually, and just, I mean, with the way inflation's going, I might as well just buy all of them, and then I'll have 10 years worth of fruitcake.
Yeah, like Walgreens candy. It's all going to go discounted here pretty soon.
Yeah, just buy a tub. I want to just buy like a storage locker full of just candy, and then every year at Halloween, you just scoop some out, and you're like, here we go. Good to go, boys.
That's a brilliant idea.
It's like melted. It's like Hershey's
melted chocolate
melted.
Is still chocolate.
It's still, yeah. It's like, it doesn't matter the shape. You can still eat it.
Chocolate good, melted food good. Why not good together?
Yeah. Another, I guess this isn't Comeback Kid, but we'll Comeback Kid next. But also, I decided that, Fred, let's just be real. Let's have a very serious talk. I don't want to get political or anything here, but if we're being honest, Fred Flintstone walks to work every single day, right?
I saw how you wrote that because he does use his feet to power it, but then he picks up his feet. He's not paddling
but, like,
the whole
he's
way.
Walking. Like, if you're using your feet to move your car, you're not. You know, like, when those kids have the, like, little yellow top red car that they always ride in? Like, bro, you're not driving.
I mean, actually, technically, Fred was sprinting.
You kids are driving. The kids here are absolutely driving, but most kids are not.
You can't walk that car. You see how fast he gets his feet? If anything, he's running to work.
But, like, you're still, like, on foot to work. Like, bro, just save yourself the time. I don't think it can, like, it. Pulling a giant-ass rock car has to be more painful than just walking.
Well, yeah, Fred's a hoss, though, dude.
Fred is a hoss.
He worked in the mines. He had to build up strength, and part of that is the commute to work.
Like, I had to look a dinosaur in the eye every day and be like, I'm going to use you as a fucking bulldozer, and you better not eat me.
And he had to command that dinosaur to do it, and how else you can do that? Powerful tree trunks.
Yeah, okay, fair. All right, but, like, if we're real about it, he did walk to work.
He ran to work.
Ran to work.
You know I'm all about semantics.
No, I get you. I get you.
Along with your fruitcake one, I had to go pick up some charcuterie boards for work the other day. That's a fucking scam. You get like six pieces of cheese and I love
delicious.
Them too. But like
overpriced.
Like six pieces of cheese and six pieces of meat should not be $25 at HEB. Like I love HEB. I'll never say a bad word about them. That's fucking ridiculous.
It's like when you buy cut up fruit. Like, if you buy already sliced fruit, somehow it's, like, $12 more than if you just bought, like, a watermelon.
The labor is not that intensive. It shouldn't jack it up that much. And I get it. It's nice meat and all that stuff and good cheese, but, like
you're charging me for a knife?
$25 for a charcuterie board that feeds, well, for me, one, is a little bit excessive.
My wife worked catering forever, and she can make a badass charcuterie board just, like...
Okay,
regular. So it's probably $1 billion cheaper.
When we do them for work, they'll like arrange like the meat into a rose, and I never knew how they did it. What they do, you take a glass like this and just overlap all the meat around it.
This is great if you're just listening.
And then you flip it over, like any glass, just a water glass. You rim it with the meat, then flip it over, and it's like a nice rose.
You gotta rim it.
For everyone that does home charcuterie boards, it's classy as shit. See, there you go. Somebody who already knew. I didn't know.
So the key to a good charcuterie board is rimming.
Yeah, you gotta rim.
Rimming is important.
Rimming is always important.
A lot of people frown on it, but it's essential if you want to make a good charcuterie board.
Especially around the holidays. You got to make sure you're rimming to keep everyone happy.
Nothing like a little holiday rimming. That's what I always say. That's what I always say here.
Happy wife, happy life. You know,
we're trying to, you know, we're going to get, this is y'all's show. This isn't a show about us, so we're going to get to you guys. But we're trying to make our segments a little bit shorter so we can get the last two segments, the not cool segment, the Christmas movie bracket, and you guys having our live answer segment that we always enjoy every year. We're going to try and keep it going. But let's move on. That's the pre-com segment right there.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that. Boom. Done. Robert is
fucking buzzing.
Stoked right now. He's like, this is the fastest you guys have ever been. All right. Let's move on. We got another award to give away, though. Let's do that. This is an award show. You guys forget that. Hold on. There we go. All right. You did the last one. What do we got now?
Gravy Gangster.
We're going to do the Gravy... Or no, we're doing Darlin' Like a Marlin. This is Darlin' Like a Marlin.
Oh, yep. Sorry, I looked down at the cards. That was the top one.
Darlin' like a Marlin award we're giving away right now. And let's read the nominees. Our nominees for the 2023 Darlin' Like a Marlin award, which is the coolest phrase to ever say when somebody's awesome. Just say, hey, man, that was Darlin' Like a Marlin. Pat can disagree with it, but Pat's wrong. Our nominees for the Darlin' Like a Marlin Award are Alex O, Danielle Weston, Melissa Hyde, Ashley with an I, Wilkins, Glamour Perry, and Tessa Goriant. Nailed it. Tessa G. All right.
One of these days we got to write that
Look,
out
if I can't pronounce your name, it's just going to be your last initial. All right? I'm sorry. This is how it goes. It's how it goes. And the 2023 Darlin' Like a Marlin Award goes to Glamour Perry. Glam for life on Twitter. She did it. I believe this is Glamour's first Gravy's Award, is it not? It is. So step on up to the mic. Now you have to make a speech. Don't worry.
First timer.
No pressure.
I'd like to shout out to the Gravy Gang and obviously Dan Houston State, because that's how I met Alex.
Beat 'em up, cats.
And yeah, beat 'em up and go Gravy.
Go Bobcats.
Yeah.
Texas State.
Yeah, well, no Texas State grads have won this year, have they, Pat?
I'm sorry, are you in a bowl game this year? Because I am.
We weren't actually allowed. Not allowed.
Oh, yeah.
Not allowed. It's our first year outside of the FCS, so there. All right, we also did a couple of other, this is the first year we added some outside, like it's not going to people that are here in this room right now. We did auxiliary Gravy Awards just to kind of look back at the year that, 2023 has been, and we're going to give our first auxiliary Gravy Award away to the fight of the year. So there were some fights that that went down or didn't in 2023. And the nominees for Fight of the Year were Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg.
God, that would have been so
good. In that fight that never happened. The Alabama dock fight.
Electric.
Where they jumped that employee and then people were swimming across water. Chairs were being thrown.
It had three acts.
It was absolutely electric. I think about it several times a week. Still, it was that fun. We also had the Kid Rock versus Bud Light fight. And I think Bud Light won that because Kid Rock is drinking Bud Light now.
Decisively.
We also had Barbie and Oppenheimer.
Barbenheimer.
Who's it going to be? Didn't see either of those.
Me either.
Still didn't.
Sure, eventually.
And then our final one was Britney Spears versus Freedom. Last year, she was granted her freedom. We all wanted to free Britney. And this year, I feel like every time I turn on Instagram, she's struggling with that freedom.
She's really fighting it.
But she's crushing it. So shout out Britney Spears. Our winner for Fight of the Year is the Alabama Dock Boat Fight. The album of Boat Dock Fight. There we go.
Boat Dock?
Boat Dock Fight. There was that's a dock for boats. And accepting that award will be no one because we didn't have an award for them. We're getting our pictures taken. That's awesome. All right. So moving on. Let's get to the Comeback Kids segment. That'll be another quick segment. But here we go.
It's the Comeback Kid.
The Comeback Kid.
Of the week. The Comeback Kid of the week. Bitch.
First Comeback Kid is ghosts.
It's the season.
It is the spooktacular. And everybody's like, but Halloween. No, ghosts. It's the spooktacular. Ghosts of Christmas Past, Christmas Future, Super Christmas Future. If you've seen I Think You Should Leave, where it's like way into the future.
I'm pretty sure that band Ghost probably has a show coming up sometime soon.
I bet so.
Yeah.
I mean, do you ever, like, as a kid, did you ever see Christmas, is it Christmas Carol, where he wakes up?
Bro, I used to go to the Alley Theater every single year.
Well, I always, like, I would get scared watching that movie where he would hear Marley's chains. And you're like, oh, I'd be freaking out if I ever had somebody's chains coming after me.
Bro, shout out Michael Caine, dude. He killed it in the Muppet Christmas Carol.
Muppet Christmas Carol. Did not make the Christmas movie bracket, unfortunately, this year.
Rob job.
It was a tough one to keep out, though.
Michael Caine.
Yeah, ghosts are back, so put some respect on ghosts. Halloween is not just their season. Their season does continue into Christmas, and when people ask you why these idiots call it a spooktacular, be like, because they remember ghosts also are here in Christmas too. Ghosts celebrate Christmas, I think. You don't have to get ghosts Christmas presents because they can't do anything with them. It's pointless.
Like, yeah. For them, it really is the thought that counts.
Yeah, it's the thought that counts. So think about just if you have any ghost friends, just remember give them a lot of thoughts. And then our last comeback kid I had was babies because my wife's pregnant, and I'm telling everybody on the podcast for the first time.
Woo!
I had sex, guys. I did it.
About time, man. You've been married like a year.
I know. One time. One official sex hour. I did
one
it.
And done.
Nailed it. That's actually a really good record, though. Like, one for one.
I mean, you're batting
a thousand, like, making kids.
Yeah.
Crushing it.
Now, everybody, let's just really hope for a boy so that Emma has to name it Eli.
Yeah. Or Danny. Well, that would be Eli and then Danny.
I don't think Danny's going to make
Tommy.
The cut.
Tommy, though. I don't know. Maybe Tommy DeVito? Little DeVito?
Eli Cutlets Middleton?
Ooh.
How about...
Don't hate that.
Oh, but it's a baby. Cutlet is a cute nickname for a baby.
Just call him Cuddy.
He's your little Cutlet.
Kid Cuddy. I don't hate that.
Emma, I'm going to give your child so many names that you hate.
Emma is vetoing that so hard right now.
You can't veto a nickname. Nicknames you can't choose. They just stick.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want her to hate me for the nickname we give our kid, though. So
I'm going to give it.
I don't want her to hate you.
I don't even call my friends dogs by the right name. I just make up my own names for them.
Well, that's a dog. Dogs count like that. Like that well, you can do that.
Are you saying that Wheezy's not also your child?
We have a lot of nicknames for Wheezy, too.
There you go. I had a lot of names growing up. My dad just strictly called me douchebag from the age 6 on.
Well, that was not wrong.
Yeah. I'm just saying, it's a nickname and it's stuck. You don't get to choose them.
Yeah, and if anybody remembers this story I've told 100 times, the first time I ever met Pat's dad, I was wearing a Yankees hat when I went to his house, and he ripped the hat off my head and threw it on the roof.
God, I love that man.
And that was my introduction to the Deons. Yeah. Like, well, cool. Can I get my hat back? And he was like, no.
If you can get on the roof. That's the
I think I used a hockey stick y'all had.
I mean, you're not the only person who had a Yankees hat end up on the roof at my house.
Right? I mean, I don't know. There was no warning. You weren't like, hey, don't wear any stuff my dad might throw on the roof.
Well, you knew I was a Red Sox fan. Why would you show up wearing Yankees
shit? Okay. Yeah, that was on me. That was on me.
I mean, I would have done the same.
You know what, Pat? Why don't you do... We have awards to give away. That was our comeback kids segment. Just like that. Boom. Very fast, Robert. Very fast. All right. Let's give away
just
some more awards.
Just like the sex you had. Boom.
Boom. Boom. Let's give away more awards, because that's what we're here for. What are we doing next?
We got Gravy Gangster this time. This time I'm right.
Ooh, the Gravy Gangster Award? Ooh.
And the nominee.
Or wait. What if before we do Gravy Gangster Award, we do another auxiliary award? Because this was a very heated auxiliary award, I feel like. And I'm really excited to award the winner to this.
Yeah.
We're going to give away the Auxiliary Gravy Award for War of the Year. We already did Fight of the Year, but people forget some wars went down this year. And
by the way, do your friends ever just send you the videos from the wars going on over there on Reddit?
I don't think we have the same kind of friends, Pat.
Dude, I've seen like 9 people get blown up by grenades in the last week.
No, I haven't. I haven't seen that.
It's actually kind of sick.
I don't want to see it. All right, so our War of the Year nominees: Russia and Ukraine. Obviously, they got us kicked off this year.
Yeah, they started
it all. Pretty strong war. We also have the war in the Middle East. What's going on? Shout out Israel and Palestine.
Yeah.
Not Hamas, though. Not Hamas. And then the war on drugs. Who could ever forget the war on drugs, which I don't know if we're winning that one right now. But.
Not if you listen to any of my friends.
The winner of the 2023 War of the Year is Russia and Ukraine. Just because you're hotter right now, Middle East, doesn't mean you weren't around longer. All right? I know maybe over time they were, but Russia, Ukraine, they captured the hearts of everyone.
Well, I'm pretty sure the war in the Middle East has been going on for like 3,000 years.
But it like reignited. Russia, Ukraine, give them their flowers. I don't know.
Dude, I said, I'm getting a lot of video on Reddit about that war.
Well, when the next video they send, make sure you comment on it and be like, congratulations.
Oh,
go comment on every war video you see about Russia and Ukraine. But congratulations on War of the Year at the Gravies.
Yeah, that won't start any
fights. I'm sure they'll all love that. All right. Now, moving on. We do have a regular Gravy Award.
Now we're doing the Gravy Gangster Award.
The Gravy Gangster. Let me do this one.
Okay.
The Gravy Gangster Award nominees for 2023. Because I want to say what they did. Brett Brandon. Brett got arrested with a Pass the Gravy tattoo on his face. And in his mugshot, he has a Pass the Gravy tattoo on his face. All-time great mugshot.
Hardest mugshot I've ever seen.
I'm framing it. I'm going to frame it. Jordan Welch. Jordan Welch got wasted at a golf tournament and threw up, and then there was just a whole thing.
That not the first gangster. Or the last person
that was,
to do that.
That was pretty gangster. Tessa G. Tessa drives in from Austin to all of our events, and that's pretty gangster of her. We got Bro Brad, because Bro Brad donates a ton of money so we can have the gravy hole at all the Rod Ryan Show golf tournaments, and Bro Brad's he's a gangster.
He's
himself.
Always throwing money into the gravy
he's
hole.
He's just a gangster. And then Josh Tree Cottle. Because he violates OSHA laws regularly to make sure he can listen to the podcast. And anybody that's willing to violate OSHA laws, I love you for that, buddy.
That's their laws, not
that's
ours.
That's theirs. We don't respect those. I don't honor OSHA laws. This isn't an OSHA podcast, you know what I'm saying?
No fun in OSHA.
Pat, why don't you give us our winner?
And the winner for Gravy Gangster of the Year. What? I'm going to get good at opening these eventually.
You have to blow in the envelope to open it like Carson did.
Brett Brandon! For getting arrested.
He had a mugshot with our podcast logo on it. How are you not giving him that? That's gangster as hell.
I think you got to get an actual tattoo. Oh, if you got a tattoo of your mugshot, that would be the hardest tattoo of all time.
So I looked up my record, and I officially have a tattoo on my face. They say that I have an actual tattoo.
So, like, if you're ever wanted, like, if you're on the run, they're going to be facial features does he have? Well, he has a Pass the Gravy podcast tattoo on his face.
He's five steps ahead of the game.
That's brilliant.
So, hey, I just want to thank Fireball. My wife, who went to bed before the epic Godsmack double drum solo.
And didn't know you were arrested.
I know. Waterway Marriott Management, Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, Precinct 1 Constables, and the random guy smoking outside at 1:30 or 2 a.m. that told my wife that I got taken to jail. Oh, is it 4? Oh, my bad, 4. And that's it.
Congratulations, you're 2023 Gravy Gangster of the Year. Brett Brandon, maybe the most deserving Gravy Gangster ever.
Without a doubt.
I mean, there are a few times when you're like, that guy, like, there's a Gravy Award right there. And, like, we texted each other. We're like, there's no chance that, like, I mean, there's a lot of other,
you gotta put
good,
out other
very
nominees,
good nominees but. This year. But there's sometimes where it's just like, you had a bad year to be another nominee.
If the law is involved, you've like, got a good shot at being the gangster.
And so if you ever want to win a Gravy Gangster Award, just have tattoos of us on your face. That's an easy way to get it. Easy way to get it.
I might have to do that next year. I'm tired of not winning
awards. What's awesome is, like, there's a bunch of people that, like, look at those mugshot updates. Like, oh, this is the weekend in mugshots. And they'll, like, I got emailed so many times to me by people like, yo, somebody had your podcast logo on their face.
Actually, that
and
reminds
I was like, oh,
me.
I know him.
Because in my phone, I save all my friends' pictures as their mugshot. So
Brett
I'm going to need someone to
Brett's
send that one
mugshot
to me.
In my
I don't
phone.
Have his mugshot on my phone yet.
Congratulations, Brett. Congratulations. All right. Well, we do this every year. And Emma, and if y'all want to get set up while we're doing this, we're going to read about, or we're going to tell you guys about Southern Star Brewing Company, but we do the 10th annual Christmas movie bracket. We used to have a movie reviewer guy on our show, Cole Clay, and he was a little pretentious about his movie reviews. So we did a movie bracket, and it was just myself, Curtis, and Cole on the podcast then, and it was just a vote of three. And we just bullied him into anything he wanted to win. We voted the other way. And so the Grinch won the first year because he said the Grinch shouldn't win in round one. It didn't work out his way. So we continue to do the Christmas movie bracket to fill time. And it's now more fun because you guys all get to vote and participate in it. But this year's Christmas movie bracket is brought to you by our very good friends at Southern Star Brewing Company. We are live here at Southern Star Brewing Company. Shout out to them for letting us be out again. The best beer on the planet. If you're ever looking for a fun experience, head up to 3525 North Fraser Street up here in Conroe. Best tap room on the planet. It's the best brewery in the world.
In the world.
Best yeah. Brewery. It's like a whole other, like, you're in, it's like heaven. If heaven was a brewery, it would be Southern Star Brewing Company.
I mean, right now I'm drinking the beer that started my love for all of it. The Blood Belt, it's back.
I haven't even started drinking today.
Can somebody get Alex a beer, please?
Surprise me,
we're doing a podcast at a brewery and this guy's drinking water. What the hell is wrong with him?
I was trying to be a good boy and not get like drunk beforehand.
Well, yeah, not beforehand, but during. I do it every week.
Give me a, do you guys strawberry bombies? Strawberry bombies?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everyone also make sure you got your cards to vote with.
If you do not have your red or green cards, this is your time to get me a red and green.
But get some beer, have a good time, mix in a water.
But Southern Star Brewing
Company, couple waters.
Best place for events. They're the most fun parties. They got the outside patio when the weather's good. They got the best tap room in town. Southern Star Brewing Company.
I have a football in my trunk. We got
to
throw it around.
Oh, we should. We have to. All right. Yeah. That's what we're doing after. All right. Southern Star Brewing Company, the best beer in the entire world, at Southern Star Brewing Co. and at Southern Star BC on Twitter and Instagram. Let them know you're supporting the people that support the podcast. If you're drinking a Southern Star, tag them. Tag us. We're at Past Great Pod. But let them know you're supporting the people that are supporting us because Southern Star Brewing Company is near and dear to our heart. And they're family to us here. And I just feel like when we were turning in, I was like, I'm coming home. Coming home. Feels like home. It's my second home. It's Southern Star. So shout out Southern Star Brewing Company, at Southern Star Brewing Co. and at Southern Star BC, the best beer in the entire world and the official sponsor of the 2023 Christmas movie bracket. All right. Now, we kind of changed it up a little bit this year. Elf won. We have had in the history, the 10 years of the Christmas movie bracket, we have had three two-time winners. Elf, Christmas Vacation, and Home Alone have won the bracket two times apiece. Elf is your defending champion, so we put them as the one seed by default. And then I put all of the other movies that my wife and I kind of narrowed down this morning and put them into a hat and then kind of drafted them out. And it actually looks pretty sick.
I like the random drawings.
Like
it gives us different matches.
Random, but it doesn't look that random. And I think we got some pretty good. Shout out Josh Tree. Shout out Josh Tree for bringing me a beer. All right. So, what we will be doing, the rules if you've never been here for a Christmas movie bracket, you have a green card and a red card. If you're listening, you should go watch the YouTube version, youtube.com/@PastGravyPodcast, or just search Past Gravy Podcast on YouTube. You will be able to follow along. It's probably way easier to listen to watch to than to listen to. But if you're here, there is a red dot on the top of each, the top option on each movie, on each bracket.
There's a green dot on the bottom. So we will tell you guys which color to hold up for which movie. It's as simple as that. We'll tabulate, and then we'll move on. Does that make sense to everyone? All
fucking
right.
Smart.
All right. Let's start off with our first matchup of the first round, the defending champion, Elf, which turned 20 this year.
God, we're old.
Going against a brand new one, a newcomer to the bracket, David Harbour's Violent Night. I don't know if you've ever seen this, but this time Santa strikes back.
Real quick, we got to bring this up too, just so everyone can boo him. Robert said Elf sucks.
Robert did say Elf sucks. Boo.
So everyone give him your hate right now. Just in the history of bad Robert takes, it's just the most garbage one ever.
He also just saw it for the first time this year, which is wild. Which is wild. But Robert is like, he's now seen 8 movies, I think. All right, so Elf will be what you hold up a red card for, and Violent Night with David Harbour, where Santa just kills a bunch of people, which is kind of sick, but weird. Violent Night, you're going to hold up green for. So hold up red for Elf and green for Violent Night.
I'm seeing a lot more green than I thought we would.
Yeah.
But.
That makes me happy we picked this one to go in the bracket then. Whoa, I'm hearing some negativity about Elf, and it's not coming from Robert.
I'm seeing a lot more green than I thought we
would. We got some Robert sympathizers in the crowd. All right, all right.
If you're sitting down in the back, maybe stand up to make sure yours doesn't get missed.
Robert's holding the green. Red wins? Okay, Elf. I was looking at the wrong. Yeah, all right, Elf advances.
Yeah, that was going to be hard advances. For him to beat. But a good showing by
Great
Violent
showing.
Knight.
Yeah, I mean, it's your first time in the bracket, you know, as a rook. You got to show up, and it did.
Dude, Violent Knight definitely covered the spread on that one.
They did. They covered the spread, yeah. For sure. All right, next up in the first round, we got Gremlins. Taking on Die Hard, the 9 seed Die Hard. It has previously won back in 2020. Gremlins and Die Hard. Gremlins will be red. Die Hard is green. Hold up red if you want Gremlins and green for Die Hard.
Ooh.
This is, okay, I'm seeing more green, I feel like, than red, but it's fairly evenly split, it looks
this
like.
This is pretty even.
I love this. I feel like in many years past, it's been kind of one-sided in the first round.
And I did see it wasn't an interview, it was at his roast. Bruce Willis did say that Die Hard is not a Christmas movie, but you know what? Hold on. No, it is, because you know what? The art belongs to the people, okay? The people decide what
it's
it is.
It's interpretive art.
Yeah.
Green win. Die Hard does advance to the second round. Ooh, that'd be that's a hell of a second round matchup. Elf and Die Hard.
Ooh, that's going to be a good one.
Pull out the record books when those two get together. All right. Next up, we've got... Number 5 seeded, The Nightmare Before Christmas, against number 12 seeded, Bad Santa. That's one of my personal faves, is Bad Santa. So
the
red
in the car.
Hold up red for Nightmare Before Christmas and green for Bad Santa. That's red for Nightmare Before Christmas, green for Bad Santa. Again, fairly mixed.
I gotta say, I am happy that I see a child not holding up Bad Santa, because that would be super inappropriate.
But also funny. Also funny. It would be. Red for Nightmare Before Christmas, green for Bad Santa. See, I feel like red is, I feel like red's got a slight edge.
I saw somebody change their card over here. Did he persuade you? You got to stick to your guns.
There's persuasions going around here. They're allowed to persuade people. Allowed to persuade people.
No, it's all about takes. You got to be stubborn and
stick
not
with
agree
your take, but
to
if somebody persuades
anything
you, why not?
It's like she's never been on Twitter before. You just argue your own point no matter what the other people say.
I'm not changing my mind. We got... Nightmare Before Christmas, dethrone Bad Santa.
Boo.
Don't give him that. If you give him a boo, don't, because then they just vote as trolls. That's how it works. I know how this goes. All right.
It's too much music in that movie.
Our next one is a lot of singing.
It's
a
so
lot
much
of singing for a movie. I don't want hearing sing. I don't like musicals. All right. Next up, we got a 2-time winner of the Christmas movie bracket, Christmas Vacation, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Taking on Jingle All the Way and Turbo Man.
Shitter's full.
Turbo Man. When Sinbad was in one of these, huh? We love
true.
Sinbad
was in
all
the
right, so
one.
You're going to hold up red, your red card for Christmas Vacation, and your green card for Jingle All the Way. Are you siding with Sinbad, or are you siding with Chevy Chase?
I feel like saying siding with Sinbad is burying the lead on that one.
I love Sinbad, though.
Everyone loves Sinbad.
But he had himself a, like, in the 90s, Sinbad was there.
Bro, First Kid's one of my favorite 90s movies of all time.
Yeah? Good Burger? Big old Big Booty Burger.
I know forgot he was in Good Burger.
Big Booty Burger.
Have you seen the new one yet?
We did. It's kind of the exact same movie.
Okay, good.
It's basically good. The same thing. There's a competitor. So we got Red, Christmas Vacation, advancing in the Christmas movie bracket. Your 4 seed advances. All right. This is a one-time winner of the Christmas movie bracket. Bracker? What does that mean? I don't know. It's the inaugural winner of the Christmas movie bracket. Jim Carrey's The Grinch, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, going up against Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. All right, so you're going to hold up your red card for Jim Carrey's How the Grinch Stole Christmas or your green card for Home Alone 2. I loved Home Alone 2. I loved Jim Carrey's The Grinch, but they made a billion Grinches.
Yeah, but that's the best one. Like, it's better than the original.
Because the original was like a 10-minute show.
You flush out the story
right,
more.
Right, right. This is good. I liked it. Okay.
We got debate going on in the crowd. I like it.
Grinch, How the Grinch Stole Christmas over Home Alone 2?
Also,
wow.
I feel like, I know it's just based off a ranking, but I feel like the Grinch should have been green on that one.
I do. Yeah, we did this. That got me confused last year, and then we realized, like, you just got to stay top. Has to be the same color.
Well, that's why we have the smart people counting
and
not us.
Because I was like, Elf should be green, but no, Elf's red because the top makes more sense. Emma has a lot more brains than we do. Fact. Emma's smarter than us. All right. Next up, we got A Christmas Story against Four Christmases. I think Four Christmases is a super underrated movie.
How bad did you want that Red Raider rifle or whatever the fuck it was called from Christmas Story? When you were a kid?
I don't know. I was always kind of off on Christmas Story. I was like,
yeah, but I wanted
played out.
I always wanted the gun and I wanted
red.
The lamp.
Red for Christmas Story, green for Four Christmases. Red card for Christmas Story. A green card for Four Christmases. Yeah, I don't think it's anybody close.
Also, super underrated part that most people don't laugh at, when that little kid gets his ass beat, it's a child getting punched in the face. That's always funny.
You think that's funny?
It's funny every time.
All right, good to know.
Children getting hurt is like the height of comedy.
All right, we got Christmas Story advancing. The sixth seed advances in there. All right, this is an interesting one because it's going to show if you're just a sap. Or if you're just somebody who likes comedy. This is an interesting matchup in the first round. Number 7, Just Friends against number 10, Love Actually. Because I hate Love Actually. I hate that. I think it sucks. And I think that little kid telling Liam Neeson how to, like, get a girl's... Oh, really? 5-year-old? You've got it all figured out? Oh, you got the whole world figured out? 5 years old. Shut up, dude.
It's also just wrong seeing Liam Neeson without a gun in his hand.
It's like seeing Pierce Brosnan in Mamma Mia. You're like, no, you're James Bond. You should be killing people, not singing.
I didn't watch that.
All right. Did we already say... Oh, no. Red is Just Friends. Green is Love Actually. My bad. I did not call for that. Red card, Just Friends. Green card for Love Actually.
I also respect Todd's son voting for a thing where he's definitely not seen
either
movie.
He's not seen the movie. Yeah, no.
That's the American voting system. You vote even though you have no idea what's going on.
Right, it is. That's how I didn't win mayor.
Yeah, people knew.
Idiots didn't know who I was. I would have been the best mayor. Would have been the best. I would have had Pizza Fridays. I guaranteed Pizza Fridays, and nobody wanted them. Red wins, so we got Just Friends advancing.
Ooh.
Good.
Ryan Reynolds in the fat suit, it always plays.
Love Actually sucks. All right.
I feel like you shouldn't say that with your wife standing so close. Love Actually sucks.
Would you have picked?
You don't believe in love?
Emma, would you have picked Love Actually or Just Friends?
No, I was just saying if you say Love Actually sucks, it's it.
What would you pick? She would have gone Love Actually.
Nah, that's just the baby hormones.
That's
cool.
Yeah, she's pregnant. She's pregnant. She's thinking for two. It was a baby thinking, a baby brain thinking. last matchup of the first round, everybody. We've got Home Alone against the Santa Claus. Red card for Home Alone and the green card for the Santa Claus. Tim Allen, Santa Claus, kills Santa, has to take over.
He didn't kill Santa. He surprised Santa and Santa died.
Santa fell off because he kind of killed him. Kinda killed.
At most, that was involuntary manslaughter.
Yeah. It was absolutely involuntary manslaughter. But
I don't
Santa
even
world,
think that would hold
no,
up.
No, you just had to get a job, which is actually like the best way to, like, if you think about it, if somebody killed you, they had to do a job for the rest of their life. Like, that would be the best way to die.
But also, it's the sickest job ever. You get fat, and everyone loves you for it.
No, but like, can you like? Do you know how
like,
much?
That's awesome.
But how much would it suck to have to deliver presents every year? Like, be like, bro, this is your job. Ha ha. You killed me, now guess what you gotta do?
See, for me, it would only suck because you have to be around positive people all the time. The elves are never negative.
Well, as you saw, he wasn't always positive.
I need negativity.
But you can still get cookies and stuff.
I remember when he's trying to pretend that he's not Santa and he's working and he's like ordering lunch. He's like, and I'll get a chocolate milk and a chocolate shake and a chocolate cake. And he like orders like everything on the menu. All right, we got green. So, what? The Santa Claus? The
what
Santa
an
Claus?
Upset.
What? Upset of the year.
Hold on, hold on. For everyone booing and angry, you can be.
Hey, this is a democratic system. It's a democratic system, all right?
But also, Tim Allen, guys. Russian collusion. Who doesn't love Tim Allen?
Russian collusion.
Oh, 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 oh.
No, I mean, Santa Claus is a pretty solid movie.
Seriously, hold on. They really missed the mark not having him, like, ho, 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 like Tim the Toolman Taylor in that movie.
They could have done that. Man, so Home
Alone,
second round, Home Alone and Home Alone 2 are gone. Wow. Where were you? Where were you when Home Alone lost both of the first round matchups?
Right here, baby.
This is electric, guys. Absolutely electric. This is why we show up to these things. All right. You can be watching football right now, but we're here at Chris's movie
more
bracket
upsets
day, guys.
Than March Madness, baby.
Yeah, right? All right, next up in the second round, we got Elf taking on Die Hard. That's a good matchup. All right, hold up your red card for Elf and your green for Die Hard. All right, I think Elf's taking this.
I mean, it depends on which side of the room
Robert,
you look at.
Who has not seen Die Hard, is voting Die Hard.
He only did that because Sam did. He's just following orders.
And Alex O, I feel like he's getting hate for just voting against everybody, which I kind of like that move. Stand your ground, bro. Stand your ground. Die Hard. Now I've got a Tommy gun.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Elf. Elf advances.
It's machine gun, not Tommy gun.
Die Hard is dead. The only reason Die Hard won, I'm convinced that year it did win, is because I was mad about Die Hard advancing, and I just don't say anything now, and people just don't know. I was trolled into Die Hard winning.
I mean, it's also just a great movie.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Yakatomi Plaza, motherfucker.
Let's see who Elf's going to be facing off against in the next round. We got Christmas Vacation and The Nightmare Before Christmas.
This should be a landslide.
You're going to hold up your red card for Nightmare Before Christmas and your green for Christmas Vacation. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation and The Nightmare Before Christmas. Pat, will you open that up a little bit just so I can kind of see?
Yeah, I can't see any of these. Oh, that's going to fall if I open it.
Yeah, all right, that's fair. That's fair. I can actually still see it fine now. So that's good. What we should do is watch this. Watch this. I'll just make the bracket here.
This is contentious. This is a lot closer than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
I mean, come on, guys. This is an obvious one. We got people yelling at each other in the crowd. This is what I'm talking about.
This is heated. This is what we're supposed to have. Around the holidays, we're supposed to fight with people, but not over politics. It's about movies.
It's like British Parliament in here. Everybody's just cussing at each other. I love it.
When you have your drunk uncle and he's like, I got to tell you a few things about Biden, and the liberals be like, yeah, but what about Christmas Vacation and Nightmare Before Christmas? And be like, oh, don't even get me started. That's how you derail all that. Where we got? We got red. Nightmare Before Christmas. Wow.
I shouldn't have booed before. They're definitely
trolling. Wow.
I love you all, but you guys have shit taste.
Don't tell them things like that, Pat. They're just going to troll you. That's how it works.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
That's how it works. All right. Our next matchup in the second round, we've got Jim Carrey's How the Grinch Stole Christmas against A Christmas Story. So you're going to hold up your red card for Jim Carrey's How the Grinch Stole Christmas and your green card for A Christmas Story. Red for Grinch.
Seriously,
green.
Though, how sexy was that leg in that lamp? That was sick.
Oh, I want. I've had like the. I got a nightlight one of it. I don't know where it is
awesome.
Now.
It's the fishnet that really sells it.
It
on
is.
There.
It makes it so hot.
Why are fishnets so sexy? I don't understand.
Is that
understand
why
it.
Like? Is that why fishnets like took off? Like Hot Topic was like, but people really liked it from.
Oh, could be.
A Christmas Story. Like, I don't know. As a kid, it just hot.
Dude, are goths really just big fans of A Christmas Story? People are asking.
No, goths are Nightmare Before Christmas fans.
But there's no fishnets in Nightmare Before Christmas.
Just Fred. Grinch. I'm looking at the wrong bracket. Yeah. Right, Grinch wins. My bad. Just Friends is up next.
Wow.
Whew. I scared a bunch of people right there, I feel like. All right, so let's wrap up the second round. We got Just Friends going up against the Santa Claus, who had an upset win over Home Alone in the first round. Scott Calvin against a boss that... I'm pretty sure it was an illegal workplace relationship, if you think about it. Like, your boss is hooking up with this, her, or you're hooking up with your superior. kind of workplace problematic.
Yeah, but also kind of hot.
Also kind of hot, but like problematic.
I mean, who hasn't been there though?
Me.
Oh.
Green. All right, I'll tell you, Santa Claus. Santa Claus advances.
There we go. Good old Scotty C.
Scott Calvin. Santa Claus advances. All right, we're down to the final four in our 2023 Christmas movie bracket, everybody. And let's get started. We got Elf. Yeah, we got Elf and Nightmare Before Christmas facing off first for a spot at the title. Let's hold up. Red for Elf and green for Nightmare Before Christmas. Red for Elf, green for Nightmare Before Christmas. Elf trying to go back to back.
We Wait, why never... is Robert even allowed to vote on these?
I don't know. I mean, he's been voting. He's helped. I don't know. Robert has seen one of these movies, I think. He saw Elf and he saw it last week.
We don't get to vote. Why does Robert?
And he hated it. But we can sway people's votes, maybe. But
yeah,
we
tell them what we like and
we
they vote opposite.
It. Yeah, so
that's how
we really lost that power. This is the most exciting Christmas movie bracket I think we've had.
Oh, by far.
We got upsets left and right. I am on the edge of my seat. Because you're here. Because you're here. Because all of you guys are here. We got Green moving on. Nightmare Before Christmas upsets the defending champion. Nightmare will be in the final.
What?
Don't say things. You know how it works. All right. Who will take on the Nightmare Before Christmas? Is it going to be Jim Carrey's How the Grinch Stole Christmas? Or is it going to be just... No, Santa Claus. I can't see that side of it. So, no, I wrote it down, though. Is it going to be the Santa Claus? So we're going to hold up red for Jim Carrey's How the Grinch Stole Christmas and green for the Santa Claus with Tim Allen. I don't think the Santa Claus has made it this far ever before, honestly.
Never.
Uncharted waters. This is like when like VCU and Butler get into the Final Four. You're like, what? What is this? This is the Butler of the tournament, I think.
No, the Butler was the last one.
This is a pretty good mix. Pretty good mix. Shout out to Emma Middleton and Aaron Lawler for tabulating all of the votes today. Those two wonderful ladies are really making sure this show runs smoothly. So if we could all give them a round of applause after this round. Oh, we'll do it at the end. Red.
Two Vanna Whites.
Jim Carrey's How the Grinch Stole Christmas moves on to the final. Let's finish it, guys. The championship matchup, your 2023 Christmas movie bracket final. You got red on top. All right, red. You're going to hold up your red card for the Nightmare Before Christmas and your green card for Jim Carrey's How the Grinch Stole Christmas. There you go. Grinch is green now.
There we go. Grinch is green.
Nightmare Before Christmas, your red card, green for Jim Carrey's How the Grinch Stole Christmas. What do we got? This is a little close. I don't want to say yet, but I feel like green is showing up a little bit more. I feel like we got the Grinch. Jim Carrey's How the Grinch Stole Christmas! Your 2023 Christmas movie bracket champion! Wow!
I love that a movie about negativity just won. That's my favorite.
Wow. Where were you?
We should call Cole. We should call Cole right now just to piss him off.
Yeah, I should. I'm going to call him right now.
I feel like everyone just trolled Nightmare Before Christmas into the finals just so it could lose. I like that.
All right, we're calling Cole Clay.
That movie is kind of garbage, though. When's the last time you watched it?
And we're going to not tell him.
They're not even good songs. It's just songs. Yeah.
Oh, he disconnected?
He lost your number, dude.
All right, well, I would have just been like, hey, Jim
I'd like to dedicate that win to Cole.
So suck it. So How the Grinch Stole Christmas is now our fourth two-time winner of the Christmas movie bracket. They were the first ever winner, and they are the most recent winner. Congratulations to Jim Carrey. God knows that guy needs something, right?
And another round of applause for the ladies.
Another
for doing
round
all the
of applause. Emma Middleton
best.
And Aaron Lawler, thank you. Without them, the Christmas movie bracket would not be able to be possible.
Yeah,
thank you, ladies. Thank you, ladies. Buy Aaron a beer, not Emma. Emma cannot drink beers now.
Buy her a hoppy elixir. Boom.
Oh, there you go. Hoppy elixir. Perfect. Southern Star, they get it. Southern Star for pregnant women.
That's a commercial right there.
The official brewery for pregnant women. Oh, hey, you know what I forgot? We got ourselves an award show.
Oh, my God.
Let's hop in to some... Oh, this is my favorite one. Our Auxiliary Gravy Award for Athlete of the Year.
Ooh.
I have it on my phone. Your 2023 Gravies Award nominees for Athlete of the Year. And we don't just do the regular Athlete of the Year like all the leagues do. We have our own.
It's fun.
We got Jacob DeGrom. He's nominated because he got paid $1 billion by the Rangers and then was injured and didn't play at all and then still won the World Series. So he gets a ring for absolutely doing nothing.
That's a fake ring. He shouldn't wear
it. And he's like a billionaire. But still F Dallas. Next, we've got Brittany Griner. Oh, Brittany Griner literally was a Russian prisoner and then went to the WNBA. She should have won the MVP of the WNBA.
She escaped a war.
I feel like she was robbed. Brittany Griner, my favorite player. You know that. I won a WNBA Fantasy League with her as my team.
Yeah, it was. I'm going to take the GM on that one. I told you to draft.
We only drafted people like we did on the podcast.
Yeah.
We did a WNBA Fantasy draft on the podcast, and we won. So we're obviously experts and female allies. Brittany Griner's also nominated. And then we got... Yeah, my phone keeps going away. All right, so we had Brittany Griner. We had Tommy DeVito, America's Italian.
Bison.
For leading the New York Football Giants to, I wouldn't say like the playoffs yet, but happiness for sure, and bringing back the Italian emoji. I get to go see Tommy DeVito tomorrow. Travis Hunter of the University of Colorado. That guy plays receiver and cornerback. Remember that month?
And he looks like the Predator. It's awesome.
Yeah, we had a really cool month where Colorado was like really good at football, and then they... Turned out they weren't anymore. Joey Chestnut. People forget. He's the king. He's the hot dog eating king.
The greatest athlete
of all time.
The Glizzy
king. He's won a million of those awards. Joey Chestnut is another nominee. And then Jordan Travis from Florida State. He is so good that getting hurt meant that Florida State went undefeated and didn't make it to the college football playoff. So Jordan Travis for that. And he wasn't even like a
literal
finalist.
MVP.
Wasn't even a finalist for the Heisman.
He's the most valuable player.
He's a finalist
they can't make it.
For the Gravy Award for Athlete of the Year. And our 2023 Gravy Award for Athlete of the Year, no surprise, goes to America's Italian, Tommy DeVito. Hey!
Oh! Hey, Tommy Cutlets! Oh!
Tommy DeVito, congratulations.
Oh! Fucking
oh,
gravy!
Oh, Maron! All right, moving on. Wait. Hold on, we're going to restart our music.
Gabagool!
A Gabagool! Okay. We have a real Gravy Award for the I Love You Man Award. You ready to do this? Did you do the last? You did this one.
I did the last one, but I'll do this one too. I Love You Man Award nominees. We got Jordan Welch, Alex O.
Hey.
Again, another nomination. Mikey Paul, Josh Tree Cottle,
hey.
And Tessa G.
Tessa G. You didn't want to try and pronounce the name?
Fuck it.
No, fair. All right.
Who
is
our
winner?
Same every time, and I still don't know if it's right, so I'm just going with Tessa G. And our winner is Mikey Paul.
Mikey Paul, your 2023 Gravy Award winner for the I Love You Man Award.
Oh, it's this one. That's right.
Here you go, buddy. It's a special award. It's got a heart because we love you, man. Mikey Paul shows up to all of our events. He makes Mikey's pork candy. He's amazing. He's wonderful. We love him. Congratulations. You are I Love You Man Gravy Award winner of the year.
Oh, man, I love y'all.
We love
I'm
you
just
more.
Trying to spread
you.
The good word, the good gospel, baby.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, stop throwing beats at me.
Please stop throwing things at our winners.
I will work for the beats later, okay?
Definitely watch the YouTube version if you're not.
I just want to thank my mommy for showing up, Chris. My wife,
shout out mom.
Joe.
Shout out wife.
And, of shout course, out the Gravy Gang, baby!
Yeah!
Woo! The Gravy Gang is the best gang. They're amazing people. I can relate to them the best. I mean, who can't love them?
Yeah.
I love you, Alex.
I love you.
Pat, fuck you.
Whoa.
All right.
I love
you,
brother. I love you. Woo!
Love your meat, Mikey.
And put my meat in your mouth, baby!
Yeah. He did bring Mikey's pork candy. If you haven't tried it, give it a try. Best meat you'll put in your mouth. Congratulations to Mikey P. First time Gravy Award winner right there, everybody. We had a couple more. We had a couple more Gravies Awards. Ooh, this is a good one. This is a good one. Bitch of the Year. The
Ooh.
Bitch of the Year Gravy Award. Our 2023 Bitch of the Year nominees.
He says as a child walks in front of us.
Well, they knew. We told you. Like, you're allowed to bring kids. Just know this is our podcast. This is what we do.
We're not changing it. Our 2023 Bitch of the Year nominees are Kyler Murray for that one time he like just big timed me and I told him he was a fraud and Daniel Jones is gonna be a better quarterback than him and then he's been hurt and he was too scared to like come back and play this team.
Bitch move.
Bad teammate, kind of a bitch, injury prone, sucks. Cursed. Also cursed.
Cursed.
Also cursed. Our next Bitch of the Year nominee, Victor Wembanyama of the San Antonio Spurs, because he's a bitch and he was excited when the Rockets weren't going to draft him.
Yeah.
So because of that, he's a bust.
And then he lost 17 games in a row.
He's never
going
to work out. And yeah, he's a fraud. He's like a little skinny leg tree boy. He's going to be broken in half.
I mean, him and Popovich go together perfectly.
Yeah,
they're both bitches.
Both bitches. So he's another nominee. LeBron James, our other Bitch of the Year nominee. Oh, no, I'm hurt, Pat. Near me. Oh, it's a foul.
Just
it's
Google LeBron James news, and I guarantee the article will just show him being a
he's
bitch.
He's still a bitch of the year because he ruined Space Jam, too.
I'm not
going
to watch
I'm not
it.
Going to because he ruined it. I only heard negative
even
things.
Don Cheadle couldn't save that movie.
Don Cheadle couldn't. When Don Cheadle can't save something, things are bad. And our final nominee for Bitch of the Year is Wheezy because she's a good girl that just sometimes barks on the podcast, but she means well. Still a good girl. And our winner of Bitch of the Year... it's Wheezy, because if you think I'm going to give any of the other bitches an actual award, fuck them. Fuck them. Fuck them. Not giving them an award. Wheezy gets the award, and I'm sure she'll chew it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is it Pat Nomin? All right, that's we got one more award before we get into the not cool segment. The Woman of the Year. The 2023 Woman of the Year Gravy Award. Our nominees are Glamour Perry, Melissa Hyde, Kenya Valdez, Danielle Weston, Tessa G, Ashley Wilkins, and Alexis Garcia.
Caitlyn Jenner. I'm just kidding.
Robert, you want to do this one? You want to do this one? And the Gravy Award for Woman of the Year goes to Melissa Hyde.
Melissa Hyde!
Speech. Yeah, guys, this is the part where the speech happens. You don't have to. Yeah.
Hi, guys. I gotta tilt it. I gotta tilt it down a little.
That's what she said.
I honestly am at a loss for words.
Yeah, talking to Mike.
I can't tell you how much it means just to be nominated. By all you wonderful, crazy people.
You had to talk in the mic.
Lean into the mic.
Sorry, Am I close enough now?
Do it.
A little closer.
She's
a little
getting
farther,
close.
A little closer. A little farther.
I'm so grateful. I love you all. This has been. It's. There are no words. This is just. This is just the best honor. I don't think there's any way that I can top this in my life. So thank you guys. Thank you to the gravy judges and. The Gravy people, I love you guys, and Gravy Gang forever!
Just Melissa is speech. Awesome. She was, her and Michael were the host of our Gravy pool party, which was awesome. Melissa's always making food and cookies for us all. She put Alex from Mayor shirts together for BuzzFest, did all that stuff. She literally brought me home blackout drunk last weekend. Like, in my house, was awesome. Without Melissa Hyde, I don't know where I'd be, honestly. So, congratulations, Melissa. Very deserving. That's your second consecutive Gravy Award this year. Or, like, year. Gravy Award year. When I love you, man.
Back-to-back years.
Back-to-back Gravy Award winner. All right. Let's move on to the not cool segment. But before we do that, Phil time.
Thanks for the heads up on that one, guys. Tip your bartenders.
Yeah. The not cool segment is brought to you by the 2023 Tax Act Texas Bowl. Tickets are on sale now for the 2023 Tax Act Texas Bowl. Houston's biggest annual college football event returns to primetime at NRG Stadium on Wednesday, December 27th as the Texas A&M Aggies take on the Oklahoma State Cowboys, and you don't want to miss out. Come experience the passion, pageantry, and rivalry of another exciting Big 12 SEC showdown to close out the college football season in Houston. Check out TaxActTexasBowl.com now for the best seats and suites on game day. Also, enjoy free bowl week events before the game, like the kickoff concert presented by HEB on December 26th that features country music singer Roger Krager.
There you go.
Nailed it.
Plus,
before kickoff on December 27th, visit the TexFest outside of NRG Stadium to take in the sounds of up-and-coming country star Braxton Keith. Houston is the center of college football. of the center of the college football world this postseason with the national championship game here next month. But the fun starts on December 27th with the Texas A&M Aggies against the Oklahoma State Cowboys at NRG Stadium. Again, for the best seats, suites, and bowl week events, check out TaxActTexasBowl.com. That's TaxActTexasBowl.com right now. It's the Aggies and the Cowboys. It's Big 12 and SEC. It's the best of bowl season under the bright lights of NRG Stadium. Do not miss it. TaxActTexasBowl.com. That's TaxActTexasBowl.com. I didn't fuck that up that bad.
You fucking nailed it, buddy.
I didn't fuck that up that bad at all. All right, our Not Cool segment. Does anybody have any live Not Cools they want to do? If you have a couple of live ones, we'll do a few. But yeah, Robert, you still got to do a Not Cool as well, but let's get right into that. The Not Cool segment. This is just where we bitch each week on the podcast. It's one of my favorite parts of the week.
Not cool, man. Dude, that's not cool. Not cool. Not cool. Dude, that's not cool. Not cool, man. Dude, that's not cool. Not cool. Not cool. Dude, that's not cool. Not cool.
All right. I'll start off.
Okay.
My Not Cool is that I got a Christmas present stolen. We did like work Christmas yesterday and was going to wrap stuff on Thursday and realized that one of them had been, like, I looked it up and it was like on my porch. It was not there anymore. I'd seen that it was delivered, was not there. But like when it's like a gift you're giving to somebody the next day, you're like, damn it.
You gotta get a Ring doorbell.
That's the worst. So I just told him, I was like, sorry, your present got stolen. Here's booze.
Booze is always.
I did
good
get
present.
Booze as a substitute, but I was like, I got you this other thing that's not here now.
Yeah, I was. I stopped by the liquor store earlier to get myself something and get you something as a congratulations for having
for the
sex.
Pink Whitney.
And I realized I can't give Emma booze, so I just got her random sweets that were at the liquor store. So
you did get a Pink Whitney, and we are having a girl, so that's actually very. I know you probably didn't think that through, but it plays.
There you go.
There you go. Thank you, Pat. So yeah, that's my Not Cool. People are still. Packages. That's the first time it's ever happened to me, and it's the worst.
Yeah, it's horrible. I'm terrified of it. Every time something gets delivered to my house and I'm not home and it says it, I'm like, God damn it.
What about you? What's your Not Cool?
I got two. I'm done with NFL parlays. I can't win any bets. You've seen my record for betting this year. I don't even place regular. I tease them together. I still can't win.
I suck.
I'm losing so much money.
Pat did send. He's so cold right now. He sent me a bet yesterday. We were doing our picks, and I was like, I was actually about to pick that, and I was like, you know what? If Pat picked it, I don't want to pick it.
Yeah, it's a smart
play. It might not be good.
Yeah, that and this seat is metal. My ass is falling asleep. And kind of my dick. I don't know how that works. Like, does that happen to anybody else? If you sit down long enough, your ass falls asleep, your dick kind of
sleepy
falls asleep
dick.
Too? Yeah, okay, so it's not just me. Okay, good. Emma's dick falls asleep too. That's good to know.
No, it doesn't. Well, I fall asleep.
Oh, no, sometimes. See, it doesn't happen to me driving because my car seats aren't metal. So.
That'd be sick to have metal car seats, though.
Dude, I drive long distances. You got to get comfortable seats, buddy.
We gotta get
go on
Pat,
Amazon.
Like
you can
a
get
butt pad.
Dude, God,
you need your butt pad.
But yeah, my ass has been asleep for like 45 minutes.
Well, there you go. That sucks. That is a solid not cool.
Because I have no ass to begin with, so I've got no cushioning to sit on.
Yeah.
It's literally all in my gut. Everyone's like, oh, I can't eat that. It'll go straight to my ass. I've never had that happen to me.
I made myself a meatball sub a couple days ago. Got like a baguette from H-E-B. It was like about a foot long or so. I'm like, this seems like too much bread. But I'm like, I think I can eat all this. I ate it. It was way too much food. My stomach hurt for the rest of the day.
Were you just sitting with like a
rock?
Yeah,
it was just
sitting
in there.
Were you doing that thing where you lay on the couch and just rub your stomach and just go,
Yeah.
It makes you feel better, though. You got to grunt it out.
Did you think about like making yourself throw up? Because I've done that before where you're just like, it's so, like the food looks so good. You're like, well, I don't want to not eat this. This sounds good. And then you just wolf it down, and then like 30 minutes later, like, that was a bad move. That was a bad move. And it's like, I either got to throw up and then waste all that food.
Yeah, it was like in between where like I felt like I was going to and also not.
Yeah.
That's when you got to drink some Sprite or some ginger ale. Just get the burps going. Get something.
Or you should have started just making yourself laugh.
Yeah. You were throwing up. Could have thrown up that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet you had a nice big poop, though. That must have felt good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I bet. All right, let's take some live Not Cools real fast. Just state your name. If you got a Twitter, give your Twitter account, and then give us your Not Cool.
X.
So I don't really use my Twitter, but Instagram, AV Angeluskid. Anyways, my Not Cool. My birthday was 9 days ago, Pearl Harbor Day. Anyways, just got a fresh fade. Just got a fresh fade, ready to go home.
Pearl Harbor,
I was like,
out.
Hey,
not
I want
cool.
I want Burger King, but the line's too long, so I get out. My dumbass hit a cop car.
No.
On my birthday, as I was leaving.
Was it bad?
I will say it wasn't bad. It was nothing but cosmetic.
Was the cop in the car?
She was.
Oh, it's what? A chick.
Okay,
top.
I will say though, she was in the was not in her patrol car. She was in her like daily car, but it was still belonged to the city.
Oh, so did it have a light on? Did it have lights on it?
No, it did not.
Okay.
I hit a sheriff, but the PD had to come. But anyways, I hit a cop car on my birthday.
I think you hit a cop's car.
Cop's car.
You hit a cop's car.
Pretty not cool.
I think Modest Mouse sings about that. I'll run into a cop car. They are dirty.
I don't know, Modest.
It's my new theme song now.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Listen to Float On. There you go.
That's a good
Angel. Cool. That was a really good, not cool to start us off. I don't know if you can top that. We got Mundo.
He might be next year's Gravy Gangster. He hit a cop.
Yeah, that's pretty gangster. That is pretty gangster. The reigning MVP of the Gravies Awards. Can he retain his title? We'll see.
Possible two-time back-to-back.
Only been done once before.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Josh Tree, I'm looking
Josh
at you.
Josh Tree is here.
I'm looking at you. Todd, do not interrupt my speech if it happens. But my not cool is last week on Wednesday, woke up sick. Still want to work on Thursday, but ended up getting too sick. And I had to miss the Hometown for the Holidays concert, which I saw you had a great time at.
I did. I remember all of it.
All of it, the whole thing.
Every second of it.
So I missed it. I love local music, and I wanted to see it. And just, that's my not cool. Getting sick when something important happens,
right.
It just pisses you off.
But Spin Zone, you were sick last week and not now, so you can come support local podcasts.
Boom.
Boom. Yeah.
Power of positivity right there.
Done. Love you, buddy.
And
love
at least you now you know you need more whiskey in your diet so you don't get sick.
You have no idea how much I drink.
I don't know if that is a apparently you need more remedy.
Haven't been sick in like 17 years.
Very true.
What's the common denominator of all of
drunk.
Those years?
You're just too drunk to know if you're sick.
Yeah, well, I haven't been sick since I started drinking.
Like, I just have a stuffy nose, but if I'm drunk, I can't feel it. I'm like, that doesn't mean you're not sick.
That's just allergies, man. Yeah. I haven't been sick since I started drinking. That is a fact.
I've had strep throat for 6 years. I've just been drunk the whole time. That's a good count.
I probably have cancer, and I just can't tell.
Don't say that. What's going on?
Hey, follow that. Bree. I do not use Twitter, just being honest.
Smart follow move. Angela. Follow smart Angela.
Why not cool is working for customer service.
Because
this
good
is
one.
Terrible.
That's a good one.
I'm on the phone all the time and getting yelled at all the time. And it's just not cool. I'm in the comfort of my own home, but I still get yelled at.
Do you
just
hear
saying.
My new, so I had an issue with Comcast. I didn't even use them as my not cool. I've done that too many times. But I like yelling on the phone at people and be like, I just don't understand why. I'm not mad at you. I understand it's not your fault. I understand you didn't do it. I'm just mad at everything.
Yeah,
mad at the situation.
Then you're still yelling at
I know.
The
and they're like, yes, I understand. I'm like,
and
I know
it's
that
not
didn't
fun.
Save anything. It didn't stop
it's not fun.
Quick question. Your calls are recorded, aren't they?
Yes.
Ah, damn it. Never mind.
Yeah. So I can't say what I want to say, but the plus side to working from home is I get to make all the facial expressions I want.
If you just told somebody one time, I don't know what to tell you, man.
It sucks, dude.
They'd lose their shit. It'd be funny for you.
They would.
Gotta tell you, it sounds bad. Yeah, that does sound bad.
Yeah, as long as it's not video recorded,
you
can have a whiskey while you're doing it. And there you go. Whiskey solves everything.
Not
except
everything.
For the children. Whiskey
no, you
leads
can make
to,
more kids
whiskey
whiskey.
Leads to
yeah,
children.
You can make
that's
more
what
kids
it is.
Children. We got Cruz up next. What's up, dude?
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
What's going on? Give us your handle.
Craig08 at darn it.
You gotta talk to the mic. You gotta talk to the mic.
Lean in close to the mic.
Right there? Is that better?
There you go. That's better. Just,
right, cool.
We can hear you, but like the recording won't pick it up.
Oh,
you know?
Gotcha. So Craig08 on Twitter, and my not cool is prescription medications.
Solid.
So we had to go get some prescriptions, me and my wife, like between the two of us. And
wait,
it was like
you say?
Over.
You're, you have to say it the right way.
Is it my wife.
My wife.
My wife.
There you go.
So between the two of us, it was like $110, which most of it, the doctor said, hey, go get this medication. We don't know if you have to use it, but get it anyway.
Ooh. And it's like $1 billion, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's $1 billion. Yeah. It's always $1 billion.
So it's like, we'll find out if we have to use it or not. If we don't have to use it, then.
But when you
okay,
go
cool.
get it, what do you. Like, if you don't know if you need to use it, you just go get it and just, like, stare at it until you feel like maybe using
yeah,
it?
Yeah, pretty much. Because then if you don't pick it up, then they just, like, take it off the shelves and, like, throw it away.
That is weird.
I mean, no free ads, but the Mark Cuban thing, cost plus drugs, look it up. He saves everybody money. He owns the Mavericks, and he's a dude.
We should just stop going to doctors.
He's trying to sell them, thank God.
Yeah, but Mark Cuban seems like a pretty good dude. He's trying to cut out the middleman of drugs. Mark Cuban gives us good drugs for cheap prices.
Or just get him off the streets.
I'll need to look into that.
I don't think you
I
can
don't
get,
think you want to do that.
Yeah.
Although Adderall, there's a market for that.
Prescription drugs, not on the streets. Other drugs, streets.
Yeah, there you go. That sucks, Cruz. T's and P's, brother. We got name and Twitter handle, please.
Hey, what's up? My name is Killian. First time coming around. Nice
appreciate
to meet you.
Guys.
It's a good beer.
Good to see you, dude.
It's a pretty good beer, too.
I love Killian.
Yeah, it's
sure.
great.
Yeah, there we go. So mine not cool. For mine and my wife's 1 year wedding anniversary.
Wait,
we
you had to say it right. You had to say it right.
I'm sorry.
You and your.
My wife.
There you go.
For our 1 year wedding anniversary, we were like, oh, cool. Let's get a puppy. We've got an 8 year old dog. We'll get a little puppy. It'll be great. Right. We're not fans of like breeders or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, so we rescued a puppy. We were like, oh, cool. We won't have to spend a lot of money. Nothing like that. No big deal. In 2 weeks of having the puppy, we've had 4 emergency vet visits.
Oh, dude. I just did an emergency vet like 2 weeks ago, and it's like, oh, there's a couple thousand.
Yeah, yeah. You just, oh, you got a free puppy? Well, you're going to pay for it.
You thought it was
yeah.
free, huh? You
yeah,
thought it was free.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Oh, and so the very not cool part, she was outside playing around, did like a little somersault, and hurt her leg somehow. So, you know, $600 later for x-rays. $1,000 altogether for the visit. They tell us that she's just having growing pains. So that's pretty cool. And then the following day, the front leg is just fine.
Yeah.
No problem at all. But now she's putting zero weight on her back leg. So we take her back in. Fortunately, they felt for us. And they were like, we're not going to charge you for the visit. But yes.
Your dog's messing with you.
Your puppy basically is just going through a growth spurt. And I'm sorry we charged you $1,000 for it. And I guess the other not cool part is 3 days before that visit, she bit the tip of her tongue off.
No.
So now she's got like a little fork tongue.
It kind of looks
you
like
a
snake.
You got a dramatic
yeah.
ass dog.
So now I have a little pip, a little
did
puppy.
Did she get it pierced? That is sick.
No, like literally, it looks like if you bite a piece out of a cookie,
oh, yeah.
that's her tongue. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that is kind though. Of adorable
that's
though.
So cute.
It's kind of cute.
That's really cute, dude.
And she's adorable, too.
When I was a kid, we had a boxer, and my dad had to take this boxer to the vet like 3 times because she would not get up. We got home from school, and we're like, Bailey won't move. Like, what's she doing? And they're like, yeah, she hurt her leg, and she can walk on it. She just didn't think she could walk on it. And it was like one of those. It was like, we had to go to the vet how many times? And you can't just stand up? You need to try it out?
Right, yeah. We're just going
to
take them out
I wish, like,
point.
There are times in your life, you should be able to talk to your dog in, like, certain circumstances, and it's like, if you're hurt, like, you need to be able to use words and tell me so I can come.
Like,
hey, thunder, it's not going to hurt you, I promise you. It's just loud, it'll be okay.
That's fine.
I got you. When you're hurt, like, hey, what hurts?
Bark twice for emergency visit, bark
there should
once
be a,
for,
like, we need,
I just don't feel
yeah,
good.
Yeah, we need a translator for that, but yeah. Solid, not cool, dude. T's and P's.
I've Thanks also heard, like, guys. If you have the time to drive out to it, country vets apparently will, like, charge you a shit ton less.
Oh, really? Alex? Oh, what's up, dude?
Hey, man. Alex O, Alex McThunder 1 is my Twitter. My PTG not cool is a certain British fan of ours that couldn't make it to
Fish.
The spectacular, even though I told him if he drives right now.
He was going to pay his gas.
It's 24 hours away. He could have made the drive.
He hits him up on Twitter. He's like, bitch, just get in the car and go now. I'll pay for your gas. And he was like, I'm not going to drive from Jersey to Houston. I was like, all right, so I'm a fan.
And he would have got an award, too.
I'm he sure. would have. We would. Yeah. I would have given him an award.
Drive
I
of the year.
Award. Brit of the year would have been.
Mr. Whoa. Mike Fish.
Shout
Love
out.
You, Mike.
Only Mike Fish.
Go West Ham.
We'll go eat him. Or yeah, I was about to say eat him up. But
come
eat him
on,
West
you
Ham.
Hammers.
Come on, you Irons. Come on, you
Hammer,
Irons.
Irons, shit.
That works. You can say come on, you Hammers. Come on, you Is that it? All right, there we go. What's going on, dude?
Because, yeah, I'm Grayson from 307 Departure.
Love your stuff, dude. On 94.5 The Buzz, by the
Thank
way.
You.
A modern Jesus.
Yeah. So I wanted to congratulate you on the new baby.
Thank
of
you.
Course, and I wanted to bring you a present, you know, a little congratulations
thank
from
you.
The 307 family.
Thank you, man.
Very
well.
That's
awesome.
It's a little Yeti.
Oh, we got a little 307 Departure on it, too. That's awesome. Thank you so much, dude.
Of course. You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
That's awesome.
Did you have a not cool? Did you have a not cool? What happened to you this week that you might say, hey, that's not cool, dude?
Oh, man. What happened to me this weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta come up
Anything
with one
that
now.
Sucked this week.
Yeah, what
oh,
sucked
God.
This week?
Well, so I'm in choir in school, and we've been working all week on this, like, performance we've had at the end of the week, and we had one yesterday night, and we have one tonight, and it has been just
the worst.
The most stressful. It sucks. I don't know who said
I did,
it.
I
it sucks.
Do you ever go on vocal rest at school? Like, I'm not talking to anybody.
No.
The theater kids used to always do that. You're like, what? Do you, what? Okay.
Oh, that's actually brilliant. Like, no, sorry, I
that
can't answer
is.
That question. I'm vocal
you're,
rest.
You like, if you just don't like anybody, it's like, I don't want to talk to you. Like, in certain classes, just be like, I'm on vocal rest, yeah. yeah. I don't want to. I can't do this presentation. I'm on vocal rest. I'm sorry.
That's right. That's right.
Solid, not cool, dude. Thank
solid
you, Grayson.
Yeah. Thanks for coming out, man. Love
you're
going to kill it.
307 Departure, everybody. Check him out. Check him out. All right, let's do one last one. We got Sergio. What's up, dude?
I'm going to do this for Ashley.
Okay.
In my best Ashley voice. My not cool is taking the dog for a walk and letting her eat anything she wants, including cat poop. And then I come home the next day and there's diarrhea all over the house. Okay, now I want to say,
solid.
The baby, congrats.
Thank you.
Right? June 10th?
June 10th is the estimated date.
Girl.
Yeah. Girl.
Emma. My mom. Birthday is June 10th.
Oh, that's awesome.
She's not with us anymore. Girl, June 10th. If she's going to be anything like my mom, she's going to be the best woman in the world.
That's awesome. I'm hoping for that.
Not only because of that, because she's going to be surrounded by so much love, such great parents, grandparents, uncles, aunts, and this family.
And the Gravy Gang.
It's going to be the greatest baby in the world.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much. Thank you, Sergio. Everybody, round of applause to Sergio right there, everybody. That was awesome. That was a good way to end. Not cool. Do you have one more? Okay, yeah, real fast.
All right, super, super fast. Everybody listen up. On Saturday, December 30th, doors open at 5 p.m., 307 Departure, Lucid Illusions, Doug Westcott, Kinetics, Sasser, Blackmore, at BFE Rock Club. If you need tickets, find the 307 guys. They will hook you up.
Yeah. Yeah, let's all show up strong to that one, guys. Let's all show up strong to that
Hell
show.
Yeah.
December 30th. Let's do it. Mark your calendars. All right, let's do some Gravies Awards. And then
let's
we'll wrap things up with the answers segment, and then we'll get out of here. If you are doing the Gravy Gang, White Elephant, shout out Lucid Illusions over there. What's up? What's going on, Luz? Oh, it's Connor. We got Connor from Lucid Illusions, too. We got all the local bands in the house. I love that. All right. Let's give away the Gravy Award for... I got to play my music first. The 2023 Gravy Award for Problem of the Year. 2023 presented quite a few problems for us this year. And the nominees for the Problem of the Year Gravy Award go to AI and robots, because that's bad. That's bad. We've been telling you for years. Don't. We say that all the time,
Pat. That's exactly where you and my brother
AI,
line up.
Don't do it. Don't. But would it help? No, it's bad. This is good right now, but it's bad in the future. It's only getting bad. Aliens, also back. It was a huge year for aliens. I mean, we found them. They admitted that, like, oh, by the way, yeah, they're real. And then the Mexicans had the ones they found, and we were like, are they cake or are they aliens?
Yeah, that they stole from another South American country.
But still, aliens. Aliens
or
were there.
Not enough.
We also had whales attacking boats, because that seemed to be a huge
problem
this year. A lot of whales attacking boats. Did not love that.
The seas are unsafe enough as is. We don't need
right?
whales attacking.
Yeah, whales. There are killer whales, so I get that. And then the Chinese spy balloon, remember that weird week? We were like, there's a Chinese spy balloon, we're not going to do anything. And they're like, we're actually going to pop it now, let's go pop it. Okay. And they were like, we're scared it's going to fall, it's a balloon, bro. Like, I will pop the fuck out of a balloon. Give me a needle. Done. See you later, spy balloon.
Yeah, if I've learned anything from cartoons, you just put a small hole in it and it fucking blows away.
Maybe it shouldn't even be spy balloons that's like the problem. It's like the lack of caring that we had about spy balloons. So we were just chilling with it for like a week.
It's like, yeah, China, you can take pictures of public land. It's already on fucking Google Maps.
And then our final not cool, or final problem of the year, is the Giants being bad, because that was a real problem for me this year, and I didn't like it at all. It's been a solid, little month. I gotta go see my boys tomorrow, and I'm getting to that. Like, I feel like it's going to go bad. It's gotten too good.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like anything goes good for me for a long time before going bad.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking at that point, but hopefully give me one more week and I'll shut up.
I mean, my problem was that you guys beat us while we're going for a playoff push. That sucks.
Well, we're also going for a playoff push.
Okay.
9-8. 9-8, baby. So the winner of the 2023 Problem of the Year Gravy Award goes to AI and robots, because they're a fucking problem.
It's a fucking problem.
They're a fucking problem. Stay away from them. Stay away, guys.
We're giving them guns and stuff now. It's
Beware.
Not smart.
Beware. Beware. All right, let's go to another one. We've got the Man of the Year Award. The 2023 Gravy Award for Man of the Year. And our nominees today are Raymundo Benavidez, Brett Brandon, Alex O, and Mikey Paul. Pat, why don't you do the honors, buddy? Tell us. Let's hear it.
And the winner is
the 2023 Man of the Year.
Raimundo Benavides!
Raimundo! Congratulations, buddy.
Also, I feel like Mundo is dressed up like an adult version of one of the kids from Three Ninjas, and I love
like
it.
I love that. That is sick. Great. He brought a jacket. He knows it's Christmas formal. We said that.
Yeah. The Three Ninjas at a Christmas party.
Speech.
Pasta Gravy, this is for you. I hate the way you talk to me and the way you cut your hair. I hate the way you drive my car. I hate it when you stare. I hate your big, dumb combat boots and the way you read my mind. I hate you so much it makes me sick. It even makes me rhyme. I hate the way you're always right. I hate it when you lie. I hate it when you make me laugh. Even worse when you make me cry. I hate it when you're not around and the fact that you didn't call. But mostly, I hate the way I don't hate you at all. Not even close, not even a little bit, not even at all. I love you, Gravy Gang.
That's great speech. Great speech.
Original speech, copyrighted.
Verbal trademark.
Don't take it.
Verbal trademark. Well, everybody, Raimundo, one more round of applause.
Gotta love Raimundo.
One more round of applause. Most electric accepted speeches ever. Remember he did the one last year? He just slammed his hands.
Guy knows awesome. How to write a speech. What can I tell you?
That's why he wins awards. He's electric. You come here for him.
Man of the year.
That was the speech of the year so far. If we had one for that. Ooh, this is a good one we got. This is a good one we got. We got the 2023 Meme of the Year. Meme of the Year nominees. I gotta pull the music up again. Our 2023 Meme of the Year nominees. There were quite a few. There were quite a few. This is more of a visual one that we're gonna do audibly. That's where. That's it. Our 2023 nominees for Meme of the Year are the cop lady that slept through their whole department, and then everybody's just like, oh, hey, there's this girl. That's her picture. That was a funny
one. That was a wild story.
I think it was like January when that happened. The just hanging around, Beetlejuice from Howard Stern. I was like, what are you up to? Nah, I'm just hanging around. That played. We got Kevin James. Because Kevin James was everywhere this year. I love that one. Was just like, there was no reason that Kevin James took off, but he's just amazing. Mexican alien cake. He has a cake memes. That was fun. The Titanic submarine memes, that was a wild week. Remember that? That was RIP to those people, but thanks for the memes. Pedro Pascal eating a sandwich, just kind of awkwardly standing there. It was John Travolta on Pulp Fiction, where he's like, just kind of standing there looking around. That was what that was this
Pretty
year.
Sure every woman would vote for that. They all love
and
Pedro.
And then you have Carmi from The Bear just sitting on the table, kind of staring at everybody all exhausted. That was a good meme this year, too. So our 2023 Meme of the Year goes to Kevin James.
It's Kevin James, baby.
The King of Queens. Shout out Kevin James. Make sure somebody tags him in this so he knows.
I still love every time the video goes viral of him, gentlemen, start your engine! Lost his fucking mind.
That's the best start your engines ever. Best start your engines ever.
God bless America.
All right. We are getting into the answers segment. But before we do that, let's give away one more Gravy Award for the best answers questions asker. The longest worded Gravy Award that we have. A lot of you guys submit questions for our answers segment every week, and we wanted to reward those of you that sent the most in this year with our podcast son, Skylar Lester, being our first nominee. Our other nominees are Glamour Perry, Jordan Welch, Todd Voss, Danielle Weston, Alex O, Quentin Hughes, and David Ruiz. And the winner of the best answers questions asker goes to Todd Voss.
Oh, Toddy V.
Answers question asker. You did it, buddy.
Todd V with the goatee.
Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you so much. 10 years.
10 years.
10 years.
You haven't even been asking good questions, man. What's going on with this? How did he win this? Oh, sorry about that.
Our Venmos Josh are open. That's how we won this.
Okay, so 10 years ago, I was not here. I
got you.
Regrettably, I've
me
not
either.
Been here.
Believe me, no one was.
That's okay.
No one was. We had no one listening.
Emma was.
But Emma's kind of forced to listen to the podcast.
I've been thinking about this. Like 10 years ago, I had just been a new father. So as a father, congratulations to Alex.
Thank you.
And Emma. I had just been a father for about 6, 7, I don't know. I had a kid in March in that year. 5 years I've been listening to the podcast at least. So to Alex, congratulations. To Emma, congratulations.
Thank you.
To the Gravy Gang, I want to say, in the words of Blink-182, I don't want to wait to say I love you. I don't want to wait to do this one more time. For 10 more years, I hope we can keep doing this.
Let's do it. I love you guys.
Let's do it. I love you all. Let's keep it going.
Let's go.
And for anybody involved in the gift exchange, come find me after the podcast. We'll make it quick. We'll make it short as we can. Again,
my style.
I love you all. And I thank you all. And Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Pass the gravy.
Love you, buddy. Love you, buddy. Todd Voss, everybody. Great speech. Your 2023 man of the year.
Nope, best answers question.
Best answers question asker. I had man of the year in front
already
of me.
Trying to give away Mundo's title.
I'm doing the wrong thing. Yeah. My bad. All right. I mean, Gravy Gang has been getting a lot of shout outs, but they do, like, can the Gravy Gang win Gang of the Year? That's coming up. So stay tuned.
We'll see.
The answers question segment. If you guys want to do some live answers, we're going to read some that have already been sent in to us, and then we're going to do a live round of answers after that. But the answers segment is brought to you by the best air fresheners on the planet, littleemshop.com, littleemshop.com. Get a little bit of this and a little bit of that at littleemshop.com. You get free shipping on orders of $10 or more when you use our promo code PTG69. You're going to get 10% off your order at littleemshop.com, littleemshop.com. So be sure to use promo code PTG69. You get 10% off your order, and you get free shipping on orders of $10 or more. Get your air fresheners, best air freshener in the world. If you have one of those little, like, baby back bitch, like, trees,
stupid,
get rid of
trees.
It. It sucks. It's bad. It's going to smell bad in a second. Little M air fresheners don't go bad. Those things are legit. They got stickers. They got customizable keychains as well. They also have some T-Swift keychains. If you're a Swiftie, go get you some of those. They have some awesome digital prints and other things as well. They got a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Little tchotchkes. Tchotchkes. It's a fun word to say. Just get your tchotchkes. You got to give a gift to a teacher. Go to littleemshop.com. You got to give a gift to a coworker. Boom, right there. Yo, hey, secretary, I don't really see you that often, but I see you every day. I don't talk to you that much, but here's a nice little gift that I don't know anything about you, but here, it's an air freshener. And it's like, oh, cool, awesome. LittleMShop.com, the official sponsor of the answers segment.
Go buy some shit, guys. I got a baby to pay for.
Yeah, true.
Also, what are the little spindle things that you put above the crib called? The
mobile?
A bunch of tchotchkes. You make a mobile out of a bunch of the tchotchkes. That'd be sick.
I do like that idea.
That's a great idea. Probably the best idea I've ever had.
LittleMShop.com, promo code PTG69 for 10% off your order. At littleemshop.com, littleemshop.com, the official sponsor of the answer segment.
Well, if you just answered the question, why don't you just answer the question? Be honest, no big deal. Answer the question.
Don't change the subject, just answer the fucking question.
Answers.
Any questions?
All right, Josh Treecoddle wrote this one into us earlier at JoshuaTree713 on Twitter, and he says, what games did reindeer play?
Dice.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, they were definitely gambling.
Dice or cards?
Well, I mean, they were definitely playing roulette.
Yeah.
Probably some Hold'em. Probably a little Texas Hold'em. Because it's got Texas
North
in the
Pole
name. So
North Pole Hold'em.
See, that sounds sexual.
I was going to say dice would have been just my answer anyways. They like reindeer love dice.
Well, actually, maybe not. They don't have fingers. It's hard to hold the dice.
Use your hoof. You just hit it. You just hoof it.
Okay, yeah.
Just hoof it.
They're hoofing it.
That's a good way to go. Shout out Connor. Love you, buddy. All right. Carrie Huffman emailed in. And she says, does Santa hibernate during the off season like a bear?
No.
Well, I've seen the Santa Claus.
People say he only works one day a year. No, that's what he works every day of the year. It just Christmas is the big day.
But like he's gotta like hibernate for like a little bit, I would think, right? Like you think he goes and like crashes for like a month?
No, he doesn't hibernate. He definitely vacations. Like
January
I get like
is the beach.
In a month and a half, you'll see him in Cancun.
So he does not hibernate.
No, he does not hibernate. He just vacations. He takes a little time.
That's fair.
Takes Mrs. Claus down to the beach, then takes her to Pound Town, you know what I'm saying?
That's fair.
It's weird to say that and then look up and see a baby.
It is. It is. What's up, P? She's looking up at us right now. I'm just waving at a baby.
Just staring us down.
She's not entertained at all. I think she hates this podcast.
She blinked. I won.
There you go. There you go. There you go. This is really fun if you're just listening. We're just looking at kids that are looking at us, and that's fun. That's why you watch the YouTube version, guys. All right. Ooh, we got power rankings. Aiden Presley emailed in. He says, power rank, fun fact about us, we're the best people in the world at power ranking things. Give us five similarly related things, and we'll power rank the fuck out of them, and they'll be the best power rankings ever. Aiden Priestley says, power rank these random Christmas icons, and I kind of like the way Aiden went with this. We got Mariah Carey, Michael Bublé, Macaulay Culkin, Turbo Man, and Yukon Cornelius.
I'll go first. Macaulay Culkin's 1-1.
Yeah?
Violence. He combined Christmas and violence, two of my favorite things, which is why Turbo Man is number two. He's a superhero, and so violence. Three, Yukon Cornelius. I mean, that guy had such an amazing beard.
That was great, yeah.
It's just, I mean, and
a great name.
Yeah, the name, Yukon Cornelius.
Come on. I'm not messing with that guy.
Yeah. Four, I'm going Mariah Carey. I know people get, I'm so sick of this song. Ooh. It's an iconic song for a reason, guys. It slaps.
Yeah.
It goes hard every time.
Solid argument.
Five, I'm going Bublé. Yeah, he just sings all the songs, and he's got a great voice, and everyone loves Bublé, but everyone else is more iconic on the list.
See, I was right with you, but I think I got to put Bublé over Mariah Carey. Just
no hate.
Bublé's not as annoying.
I get it.
Bublé's like, what's up? He's a cool dude.
Also, as a person, Mariah's kind of annoying.
Dude, and I talk like this.
Michael Bublé is just great.
Yeah. I want to hang out with Michael Bublé.
Bublé water?
Yeah. So I would go... I would go Macaulay Culkin 1, Turbo Man 2, Yukon Cornelius 3, Michael Bublé 4, and Mariah Carey 5.
There we go.
That would be my power rankings. Robert, did you want to do a power ranking? Yeah. Run up. He's not seen Turbo Man. He has no idea who Turbo Man is. He has no idea who Yukon Cornelius is.
Robert doesn't know who any of these people
he's
are.
Not like, even seen Home.
Do you know who any of these people are besides Mariah Carey?
I know Macaulay Culkin.
Okay.
I'll go Macaulay Culkin number 1. Turbo Man, I like that name. Turbo Man.
That's a good name.
It's a good name.
Yukon Cornelius reminds me of the car, the Yukon.
Yeah, he invented those.
Then I'll go Mariah Carey. I hear that song all the time. I don't even know who Michael Bublé is.
It's a good list.
It's Bublé.
That was a good order. I like that order that you did.
The exact same way as Pat. Yeah. Solid. Solid. Those are good power rankings. Thank you, Aiden.
There's one more.
Yeah. And then we got one more, and then we're going to go to our live answers. Chris Harrell says, what is the weirdest decoration you've seen in someone's house? Like Christmas, I would assume Christmas decoration.
It's not weird, but I've got a coworker that really likes Minions. So every single, like, she's got Minions for Halloween, Minions for Christmas, Minions for St. Patrick's Day. It's not weird, but I guess that's the most out there that I've seen.
It's not anybody's house, it's outside, but like, I gotta go back to the dude that, like, is in my apartment where he, like, put all that Halloween shit up and then was like, well, what if I don't take the Halloween stuff down? I just buy a Santa hat to put on the skeleton and then. Now I put a candy cane in his hands. Like, dude, just take the Halloween stuff down, bro. Buy a Santa.
There is actually...
That's weird. It's like you're just making Halloween decorations, Christmas decorations.
I haven't seen it, but someone I know, their neighbor has a pirate ship in their front yard, and they just decorate it for different holidays.
Remember...
that was pretty sick.
Patrick McClellan's neighbor had the Scandinavian dragons.
Oh, yeah, that's sick.
That's a pretty weird one.
That's awesome, though.
But I would just say, like, my neighbor that, like, has repurposed all of their Halloween decorations with, like, Santa hats and tinsel and been like, no, it's Christmas now. I was like, that doesn't, no.
Oh, it's a nightmare
before
Christmas.
You have, like, he has, like, tombstones still. Take the tombstones down.
Ghost of Christmas Past, tombstone.
Fair. That's the weirdest one, though. All right, let's get to some live answers real fast, guys. Then we'll wrap this bad boy up. We'll give away an MVP award, the gravy. Or the gang of the year, and we'll sign off, and then we'll do a little white elephant over here.
All right, so Robert, I know you don't like this, but I'm going to add a couple of extra minutes to this podcast because we, the Gravy Gang, are a lawless bunch, and we don't follow your rules.
They don't follow laws. They don't follow those laws.
So, shout out Brett.
Again, you got a name, Twitter handle first.
My name is Raymundo Benavides, at KMundoB on Twitter.
God, that was sexy.
Man of the year.
Reigning MVP.
2022 reigning MVP. 2023 man of the year. Look me up on Tinder. I'm not on there.
Hinge.
But
Hinge.
So I'm going to do this in a different order. You guys, for the last 10 years, have been amazing. However long you've been listening.
That's true.
And yeah. I feel that it's time y'all get some awards as well. So I took it upon myself to give y'all some awards along with the Gravy Gang.
All right.
Everyone gets credit. So for the man with the golden voice, I feel you deserve your own golden mic. So Alex P. Ooh. Middleton gets his golden mic.
Thank you. I love this. This is great. It's an honor.
For, and I mean this with so much love, the biggest POS that I know.
Yep.
But he's our POS.
Yes, sir.
So no one else can say bad about it.
Only we get to.
He gets the golden toilet. Yes.
There you go.
All right, now
and that is for Bet.
I legit have to tell my mom, don't get me anything for
you
Christmas.
You got to put that on your car as a hood ornament.
And I have to save the biggest award for the biggest winner. So for the biggest hog award... is Bobby the Hog Jokes.
Yes.
And for this, I need to hear a speech.
Yeah, we have to have a speech.
Speech.
The crowd is clamoring for him. The Hog of the Year. Biggest Hog of the Year. Wow. Thank you, everyone. I just want to say... I didn't just bring two tripods.
Oh my God. Love you guys.
Robert the Hog Barbosa, everybody. That was great. Thank you, Mundo. Love you, buddy. Congratulations, Robert. Wow, I didn't know we were winning awards. It's awesome.
I think he just beat Mundo for best speech
of
the
great.
Year.
That was great. If you didn't know, everybody, Robert has a huge hog.
I was going to say, yeah, please give that to Sam so that she can hold on to it for safekeeping so
you
Robert
hold my
doesn't
hog,
accidentally
babe.
Lose it.
Who we got next?
My name is Todd Voss.
Oh. Good to see you again.
Now currently reigning questions, answer, asker
it's a very long,
of the
yeah.
year. My question... What is up with the name Todd in movies? Most of you know me. Why is the carpet wet, Todd? Why is Todd the name of the douchebag in most of these movies?
Well, I don't even know if he was the douchebag. I think Margo is the douchebag.
Is there something wrong with the name Todd? Am I a douchebag just for having the name Todd?
Well, it's a very lacrosse name. Like you fill up a lacrosse team with like Chad and Todd.
No. Todd's not a lacrosse
Winston.
Name. Todd's just like Todd's a regular old name. Because like to me, a lacrosse name has to also be a last name. It's gonna like
to bring up
Kylan. Kylan is like a lacrosse.
Bringing
name.
Up another Christmas movie in
Brixton Braxton.
In Trading Places, there's a guy named Todd who's like the rich white asshole.
But you're rich though.
Also,
exactly.
Todd
is
the last name.
Not yet.
Mary
not
Todd
yet.
Lincoln.
But if I get rich, am I going to be an asshole named Todd?
But it wouldn't matter because you're rich.
Probably.
What matters?
I mean, you are kind of an asshole, but you're a nice asshole.
Because if I was rich, I'd be an asshole, but I'd be rich.
You tell
so
your son
matter.
To tell me to go fuck myself every year. That's kind of an asshole
it's
move.
Funny. It's funny when he does that. It's funny when he does that. I
it
think
is.
Todd
we
is a fine
Todd.
Name.
It's
don't
a great
think it's
name.
A douchebag name.
There's nothing wrong with being an asshole. Embrace
and
it.
And I think Margo is worse than Todd in Chris's Vacation. Because she's just naggy about everything. It's like, bro, obviously he's not putting water on the VCR. Idiot. We got Justin. What's up, dude?
Hello, my name is Justin Voss. I have a riddle for you.
Ooh,
okay,
I
love these.
Turn me on my side, I am everything. Cut me in half, and I am nothing.
Oh, turn me on my side, and I am everything. Cut me in half, and I'm nothing.
It's a number.
Oh, wait, turn me on. Oh, it's 8.
Yeah, you're correct.
It's 8.
It is 8. Because if you turn 8 on its side, it's infinity.
It's infinity,
if you cut
baby.
8 in half, it's 2 zeros.
If you didn't give me the
Whoa.
Hint that it's a number, I would have never got it. But that's a damn good... I'm going to steal
hey,
that.
Round of applause yeah. to Justin. Round of applause to Justin. That was awesome. You broke my brain
good
right
job,
there,
Justin.
Dude. You broke
good
my
job,
brain
Justin.
Right there.
Hey,
great
fuck
job,
you.
Justin.
Also, fuck you, buddy.
Don't say that. He's a kid.
Ha, got you back.
What's up, dude?
What's up? Those who don't know me, my name is David Ruiz.
Ruiz.
David underscore 90 at Twitter. First of all, congrats, Alex.
And congrats to you, too. I know you're in the June pregnant club, too, or the June baby club.
Team June Baby.
Team June Baby. I told him I love
they
that
don't
you guys,
make them like that.
I love that you guys planned it out that way because July is my month and I don't want any competition.
We would never overstep, yeah.
So thanks for planning your sex around me.
So my question is, I am taking suggestions for names.
Alex.
What should we name our baby?
Alex.
Chalupa Batman.
Alex. It's Alex. It's a good name. It's a strong name.
Brett is a good name. I also like Aaron.
You're just saying names of people you're looking at right now.
Oh, no. I was literally naming Packers quarterbacks. Bart,
well,
you're another good
Aaron
one.
And Brett's right there. Eli. Tommy.
Jose.
Oh,
Jose.
We don't know yet.
Jose. Tommy. Or Josina for El Tuve. Or just Tuve. Name your kid Tuve, dude. That'd
Tuve.
Be sick.
Just Tuve.
The Tuve.
Tuve. That'd be sick.
Like they had the beef, you can have the Tuve.
Ooh, do that. Do that.
That's
you
a sick
that.
Name.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Something
I think
for
Alex. Alex is a good one. Do we know sex yet? No, not yet.
We got the results in, but we Ooh. Haven't opened it yet.
Haven't opened it.
See, that sucks when you want to know, but you just, it's whatever she decides. Wait, are you waiting until, like,
are you
the
gonna
day?
Tell us now?
Are you just going to find out when the baby comes? Or
Oh, no. I want to okay. find out now.
She doesn't want to find out.
Well, let me ask her. Are you waiting until the baby comes? Are you going to find out on the day? Okay, yeah. People that do that, that's insane.
But it's like you don't know what to buy.
At all.
I guess it's just baby stuff. Or are you going to let the baby decide the gender? Because I thought about that.
No.
No? I'll wait out. I was like,
I don't know
day.
If you know this. Kids
it's
make dumb
day,
decisions all the time. Congrats, buddy.
Congratulations, David.
You down for another power ranking?
Hell yeah.
Always.
Hell yeah.
Rank all the reindeers.
Ooh, okay.
You got
All right, I'm going to go.
Wait, can you even name them?
I'm going to go Dasher, then Dancer,
well,
then Prancer, and Vixen.
Does he count?
And He's then Rudolph. Leader. I don't remember the other ones after that. I mean,
no.
Rudolph is 1-1.
Pat, it's very easy to rank the reindeer. Don't be silly. Rudolph 1, Vixen 2, because Vixen's the hot one.
I like, would go Blitzen 2 because I like to get blitzed.
But Blitzen's also like, he's the muscle. Like, Blitzen fucks shit up. Like, you don't want to piss off Blitzen because Blitzen's going to get you. Vixen, hot one. Rudolph, and then Comet, because Comet's just the speedy guy.
Ooh,
Comet's
yeah.
reliable. Like, you can have a beer with Comet. He's a cool dude.
Comet's a 4-time champion. People forget that.
And then Donner. I'm going to go Donner. I think people don't give Donner a lot of loves. A lot of love.
The Donner.
The Don.
The Donner. His reindeer abilities were huge.
Yeah. So, I don't remember what I just said there, but that was my rankings. Rudolph, Vixen, Blitzen.
I'll do a top three.
Donner.
I'll do a top three. I got Rudolph.
You forgot Cupid.
Rudolph,
nah,
Donner.
Cupid's outside top five. He's
Rudolph,
top
Donner,
five.
Then Blitzen. I'll give you my top three.
We
That's
keep
what
Cupid
I got.
For, like, Valentine's Day. It's like, you can't use, like, come on. You're going to name your reindeer anything and you went with a Valentine name? No, thanks.
Right.
No, thanks. That was a good one. I like that.
That was good. I love that.
I love that. Love you, Alex. Oh.
God, I love power ranking stuff.
Power ranking is the best. All right, that concludes.
Dudes will hear that and just say, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Which we will. Absolutely. Like, what were you and your friends doing for the last 3 hours? We were power ranking reindeer.
Ranking stuff and
Babe,
just
we're
saying.
Power ranking deer.
Ranking stuff and then just saying, like, sports names. That's what dudes love to do.
And then saying about, talking about fighting animals. Because, like, I'm going to say I could beat any animal ever. And, like, there's no, I'm never going to fight any animal. So there's no way you can tell me I can't.
And I respect that, but I will actually try and think of which ones I can beat.
Oh, I can kick any animal's ass. Any animal's ass. All right. Let's
because
wrap
it up.
You
got dad strength now.
I do have dad. Yeah, dad. Not yet. Not yet. But it's
you
coming.
Will.
I'm powering up.
Well,
it's powering
you
got
to have time to set up the fight with the animal. You know, you got to get bookers.
Just start
and all
talking
that stuff.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I should. There you go. Good call. All right. Let's wrap this sucker up with a couple more awards, and then we'll get out of here, guys. We are going to do our gravy award for Gang of the Year. The Gang of the Year. And then we'll grab one of those out of there. Grab one of the little ones.
I'm turning the wrong way. I don't know what's behind me.
All right. Our Gravy Award for Gang of the Year. There were many gangs this year worthy. Many of them. And our nominees for Gang of the Year are the Bloods, obviously. The Crips. Can't forget them. MS-13. The Latin Kings. And the Gravy Gang.
This was a heated battle. It was a heated battle. But when it came down to it, we tallied the votes. The 2023 Gang of the Year is the Gravy Gang. It's the Gravy Gang. You all did it. And I only have one trophy, so we can either smash it into a bunch of pieces and you can all take up a piece, or we can just throw it and somebody can catch it and it's yours. But if it breaks, it's not my fault.
Ooh, like the bouquet.
Yeah, this is the bouquet. Ready? Pat, close your eyes and turn around and throw it.
I don't want... You know,
you're in charge of this.
I'm not going to turn around. I'm just going to close
Make
my
sure
eyes.
Make sure your kids are watching out. Don't let your kids
get
hit
the
by a rogue trophy.
I don't want to hit the lights, but... All right, I'm gonna go that direction somewhat.
Watch your children.
I hit myself in the head.
Ow! Oh! It broke into pieces, but here's another piece.
Great hands, because he threw that right at Sam's head.
It was a weird time,
Sam.
I was not throwing it at you. All right, well, that actually worked out kind of well. Everybody got a little piece of it.
And also, nobody can say I threw it like a bitch because I closed my eyes and I didn't know where I was throwing it. I didn't know how many people were. I didn't know if everybody rushed forward. I had to give everyone a chance.
Shut up, Brett. All right. We all know the Gravy's Awards. Do wrap up with what I think David has it.
We'll find it. Oh, no, David's got the other piece.
Y'all have to split it. Nobody gets it now. It's a split award at this point. All right. It's time for our 2023 Gravy's MVP, guys, and we're going to get out of here after that. But you guys all, like, people ask us how you get the Gravy's nominees. We interact with you guys every single week. It's the people that send in the questions, the people that comment on stuff, the people that give us not cools. All of you guys that interact with us, we thank you guys so much because we couldn't do this podcast without you, and you make it so much fun. But we like to reward somebody at the end of the year that we feel like engaged with us the most. And your 2023 Gravy's Award nominees for MVP. And there were a lot. Raymundo Benavidez, your defending champion. Melissa Hyde, now Woman of the Year. Todd Voss, Best Answers Question Asker of the Year. Alex O. Glamour Perry, Darling Like a Marlin winner. Mikey Paul, I Love You Man Award winner. And Brett Brandon, who is the Gravy Gangster, the 2023 Gravy MVP goes to. This is obviously the most sealed envelope. Because
it sealed so
it.
Hard.
So
sealed
hard.
The shit out of that one.
So hard when it sealed it. Our 2023 Gravy MVP is Alex O. Alex O. He did it.
He was shocked.
He thought he was getting shut out tonight.
He clutched
his
chest like a Victorian woman. That
he
was
thought
amazing.
He was getting shut out, and he gets the big one. You did it, buddy. Your first MVP award. Congratulations.
It's
Alex
a beautiful
o.
trophy.
That is a bigger trophy than all the other ones. You have to move it up. Justin talked earlier.
Oh, look. No, I don't want to do this again, but I was told I had to. I don't. You were great as an MVP, but I think there was someone who wanted to deserve it. That's all I'm saying.
Calm down, Kanye.
Okay, Kanye.
I'm going to let you finish.
Speech.
Congratulations, buddy.
Woo!
I didn't think I was going to win this. I thought Mundo was going to win for sure. Yeah.
It was a close race. It was a close race. There are many deserving candidates. But you interacted with us a ton this year, dude. We appreciate you. I mean, y'all, I don't think anybody listens to the Claret and Big Blue podcast that I do, Giants and West Ham, but Alex O does. And he is like the one commenter in our live stream sometimes, and I love you for that. But that's not why you want it. You want it because you engage with this podcast more than anybody else. We appreciate you, dude. You're giving us tons of ideas, tons of content. Thank you so much, man.
Yeah. I don't have a speech, but, you know.
You got to make one up now.
I
to make one up now.
You know, thank you for starting this whole podcast. I think I was in high school when you started.
Really?
Yeah.
That makes me feel old.
Yeah.
We just had a high schooler talk to us on the podcast.
I want to thank Robert for putting up with these two.
Yeah.
Every week.
That's a big one.
Ditto.
I guess I got whatever Pat does, I could thank him too.
I show up, baby.
He shows up, even though he forgot.
Here.
He didn't show up with headphones, but okay.
I wasn't supposed to.
He doesn't ever show up.
That's behind the scenes stuff.
But yeah, man, that's let's do this every year.
Yeah,
10 more years.
Let's do it. So we're doing 20 years. Let's do it. 20 years, and that's it.
I love everybody. I love all the Gravy Gang. They know I love them.
Gang of the Year. Gang of the Year MVP. You did it all.
Oh yeah, last year I was Man of the Year. Yeah.
You did it all. Yeah, Man of the Year. You did it all, buddy.
Now I got MVP.
Congratulations.
I'm going to Disney World.
Yeah. Woo! Everybody, one more round of applause. Alex O, your 2023 Gravy MVP. Hey, one more round of applause to all of the Gravy Gang winners. Everybody that showed up, you guys are the best.
This is the like one of the coolest things we do every year. We have one more? One more thing? Okay. Hold on. We got Keith. Keith gets to do anything. This is Keith's show, too. Shout out to 52. The 52 podcast. Check it out.
All right, guys. Got a couple quick things real quick. Going to do it real fast so we can get out of here and have a good time. We're going to do a – we got a Black Crack 2014 for Alex. We're gonna split this. We're going to celebrate you being a dad, man. We're going to do this.
You.
We're going to crack
you,
this open, man. Hell we're going to crack this open. One other thing is changes are coming. Brewery's going to get bigger and better next year.
Hell yeah.
That being said, what are we on? Dolling Like a Marlin 4?
Are we doing it?
Dolling Like a Marlin
Bring
4.
Bring it back.
Dolling Like a Marlin 4.
Let's go.
So, like I said, changes are coming next year. Next year when we do this, we'll be downstairs. I'll leave it at that. We'll be downstairs
what?
Next year.
What? Oh! What? We're going
Breaking
downstairs.
News!
We're going downstairs. Wow. I'm so excited. I can't wait. Dolling Like a Marlin 4.
I got chills right now.
They didn't tell us that until just now. We didn't know. We thought maybe they were done with our beers. They were like, these guys suck. No, they didn't. They like us. They like us. Thank you, Keith. Shout out to Southern Star. Round of applause for Southern Star. Everybody give yourself a round of applause.
Keith, Dave, Angel, everybody.
All of you guys that make all of this possible. You guys could not do it without Southern Star. Check out Keith's podcast, The 52. He's the best, besides the fact that he's a Cowboys fan. But other than that, we love you, Keith. We love you. I still love you, even if you're a Cowboys fan. I still love you. But Southern Star, you guys are the best. Everybody that comes out to this, every week, this is my favorite thing we do on Wednesdays when I get to sit down with my friends and we get to talk shit, and then you guys listen to it for some reason and talk shit back with us, and I love that, and it's my favorite thing we do every single week. Like, I started this podcast as, like, it was an air check for applying for jobs as a way to just talk shit with my friends, and the fact that you guys listen to it and come out and support us like this, you guys are the best. Like, I'm serious. Every single time we do this and there's more and more people that come out to this, like, it's bringing tears to my eyes kind of right now looking at this. I love you guys. Thank you guys for everything. This would not be, we would not be at year 10 with you guys. Like, year 2, if nobody was listening, this would have stopped. You guys are awesome. We love you guys. Thank you so much for everything. And until we talk to you guys next year, pass the gravy. Ya bitches!
Gang. Baby, pop the top and let it spread. As we're listening to Pass the Gravy. We're going fishing for your bitch today. We're drunk in Houston, eh?
Houston, baby.
Now we go ahead and lick and we'll get rich today.
Rich, bitch.
Houston, Texas, hometown.
Town.
Pasta gravy, pasta loud.
Loud.
We can talk and go for hours.
Hours.
Entertainment superpower.
Gang.
Gravy gang getting louder.
Louder.
Gassed up, no chowder.
Yeah.
We live, no router.
Live-o.
Baby, pop the top and let it spread.
Let it spread.
As we're listening to Pass the Gravy.
Gravy.
We're going fishing for your bitch today.
Hey.
We're drunk in Houston, eh?
Houston, baby.
Now we go ahead and lick and we'll get rich today.
Rich, bitch.